much about.
It's the dawn of a new day. The world awakens. The birds twitter. A rooster crows. And soon, as always, will come that sound of music.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
God, it's Friday.
I know people disagree in the question of homosexuality. Is it something that they're born with? Is it something that's acquired? I think a lot of it is acquired. But normally speaking, a person who has acquired this can unacquire it.
Color me lavender.
A man should not be judged by what he does with a fellow man's butt.
Well, maybe your gay friend should mind his own business.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You are not going to like what happens next.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hope, more like nope.
Roll another one.
Yeah, good boy.
Just like the other one.
No, that's not true.
This one seems to be about.
The Bible says they're worthy of death.
And I need another year.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
My name is Ipad Banotak.
Roll another one.
You're boring, and frankly, you disgust me. Ugh.
Just like the other one.
That is an incredibly silly thing to say.
You are funny. You are a funny, funny man.
You're missing the whole point. This show is a joke. You are a joke.
What it is, soul brother?
Just pass it around.
I like soccer. It is good.
Brown rice.
I'll just pass it on down.
And now,
Austin, you're on the air. Good morning. We're doing open phones.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yep. Thanks.
Our feature presentation.
Love that so much.
The guy's so deflated.
Thanks.
Another one.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe this is my job.
Hey, today's Beer Bug's last day, right?
What?
Isn't it? Did I
wish?
Did I hear?
No, you didn't hear anything.
Oh, I thought. Oh,
no, you. Well, that's been your dream.
Oh,
from day one.
You sure I didn't hear that? It just hasn't trickled down to him yet.
Well, unless it hasn't trickled down to me yet, then you could have.
Gosh, I swear I thought I heard that. I was so happy today. I thought this was the best Friday ever.
Come on,
we'll double check it. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:34, and it is Friday.
It is Friday. By the way, I'm watching some of the this isn't my story, but I'm watching the some of the Olympics coverage today, watching early stuff from Britain, and they're interviewing the Olympic mascot right now.
Oh, is
or
that
the guy
a
with
stupid,
the Olympic mascot?
That is an idiotic mascot.
What is it supposed to be? Is it looks like a giant Teletubby except with one giant eye in the middle of his head. What is it?
It's almost not even a head. It's almost just one giant eye where the head should be. I don't know what it is. It's the most absurd. It would scare children.
It is freaky looking, right?
Yeah. It's dumb as hell, yeah.
I don't get it. All right,
wait,
here's the story.
Wait, just before you get to your story, I just want to point out one other thing about the Olympics. There has been a world record set, and it's by a South Korean archer who's legally blind.
How about that?
No kidding.
World record.
How about that?
Legally blind archer.
Wow.
Do we want legally blind archers walking around?
How did that even begin?
I don't think so.
You don't give blind people weapons, just in general.
Right,
it just doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Here's a story that I don't know how I feel about this. It's understandable, but I think sometimes we ask police officers to do too much. We ask them to be robots and not human beings sometimes. Look, they're just people that happen to put on the uniform for that 8 hours a day, and sometimes they get involved in situations where, you know, they gotta be people too. So I don't want to blame the Los Angeles Sheriff's deputies who are being sued right now. They kicked in the wrong apartment door back on November 15th of 2011. They went to an apartment complex. They were supposed to they had a warrant to enter apartment C, but they went into apartment A instead.
Oops.
The woman who was in bed with her fiancé at the time is suing them. She was in bed and still naked. The sheriff's deputies, all of whom were male and armed with guns, ordered her to get out of the bed and then watched as she attempted to do so. The officers, according to the complaint, also reportedly spent a significant amount of time in the apartment before realizing their error.
All right, hands up against the wall.
Right.
No, but face us.
She is suing for negligence, false imprisonment, which, by the way, I love, civil rights and constitutional violations, is accusing the deputies of sexual harassment as well. She, by the way, Kevin, if this changes the way you're envisioning this story, was Miss Nevada 2007.
Wow.
Oh.
And was naked in bed with her fiancé when the police officers arrived. So...
That sounds like the kind of thing that will be impossible to prove, even if there was some lingering. You know what I mean? Some lingering, some pretty slow activity.
Yeah.
Some watching.
But
I don't
they
know
did
how you...
come into the wrong apartment.
They did.
And they had a warrant for a different apartment.
Yeah, well.
That's
they did.
On them.
They made a mistake, but if that at the time they... you know, broke down the door or whatever to come into the apartment, if they thought they were in the right apartment and thought these were the people that they were there to get, I can understand why they would not – I could see why they would want them to get out of bed so that they could make sure that they don't
of
have
course.
A gun under there or something like that, you know?
But then they went, whoa!
Can you get Nevada 2007. So anyway, I just – that's a lot of crazy stuff to sue for, I think, but – it'd be interesting to see how this one turns out.
Did they bring their own music, their own boombox?
They don't say anything about that, per se.
No, slower.
You know that even though they probably were a little bit embarrassed and felt bad that they had broken in the wrong door, you know that driving away from the scene, they were like, wow, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
High five.
That couldn't be better.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Didn't expect that. Yeah. Nice job.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I call shenanigans.
I do too, by the way, because we're talking to Dr. Mo about the Internet Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, about the world's greatest video?
About the world's worst video. I got 10 seconds in and quit. I may not take part in this conversation.
Oh, come on. Aren't you curious?
No.
You have to be.
No. You have to be curious to find out whether it's real or not. Look, you'll watch the grossest special effects in the world at the movies.
If it's,
right? You'll watch 800 guys get their heads blown off in a movie. And
right.
That doesn't bother you. You can't watch one guy squeezing a pimple on a YouTube video?
I'm not interested. I don't care if it's real or not. If one of them is real, that's it. I'm out.
Well, the video's up on yesterday's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. How many different pimples do you think are being squeezed in that video?
50? No, 50?
I don't know. It seems like they go by pretty fast.
That's a lot.
I don't know. I'd have to do math because I only watched 10 seconds of it, so I'd have to.
It's insane if you want to check out the video. We'll talk to our friend Dr. Mo later on today to find out if it can possibly be real, because some of them, it just looks like a splatter video.
Not interested.
Also on today's show, we have Mr. Movie Phone filling in for Ralph with the movie beat.
Yep.
Ralph will be back on Monday. We're very excited about that. We have tickets for Total Recall, the world premiere. That's coming up. We are going to talk to Matt Money Smith as the USA begins their basketball run this weekend at the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they play Sunday.
I think it's Sunday, yeah.
I think it's Sunday morning, and then, of course, because we live in the wrong time zone, we get it tape delayed by about 9 hours.
Well, yeah, I think you could get up and watch it probably, you know, 2 a.m.
They're airing it in prime time.
Oh.
I think they're tape delaying and airing in prime time, I think.
Oh, well, all I know is...
Is that not the case?
So far with some of the soccer... I hate to say that, but they play 4 games and then they'll repeat those 4 games. So I don't know if they're doing it, if you could watch it in real time as well, if you wanted to. I don't know that.
These are the types of things we need to find out at the beginning of the Olympics so that we can plan around. Right.
We also have Skipper Bivens.
Oh,
Skipper Bivens. He's going to be on about hillbilly hand fishing.
I can't believe that's a real thing.
It's a real thing, and it's a real TV show. And what was the
but
other?
Why?
What was the other backwoods hick show that we fell in love with?
Was it
you
the
like
thing?
Swamp People?
Swamp People. It was Swamp People. Yeah. This is hillbilly hand fishing, and these people might be more hickish than those.
It's
I mean, they really do find spots in a river and put their hand down in there and wait for a fish to bite them, and then they pull them out.
And that's a show.
I'm sure it takes skill.
No. It doesn't.
I couldn't do it.
You just wouldn't. They just say, put your hand down there. That's it.
All right.
And wait for a bite. So anyway, we're going to talk to them. We got a brand new citizen of the day. We have Akiva Schaefer coming in, who is the director of The Watch. Very excited about that. He's the guy that did a lot of the Lonely Island stuff for Saturday Night Live. So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Mr. Movie Phone, who's joining us later on today, just emailed me, and I guess he was listening when we came on this morning. He said, guys, don't ask like we all haven't gone hillbilly hand fishing at some point. Some of us daily. Know what I'm saying? Yes, Mr. Movie Phone.
I don't think that's what this show's about, but yes.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope not. I don't want to see that. Hey, welcome into the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. Kevin and Bean filling in. Anell Rivers next hour, fan favorite. And our friend Ted Stryker is going to be stepping into the booth today for some Showbiz Beat. How
Stryker,
about that?
That's pretty cool.
He's the pretty one, Lisa, with the tail.
That'll be fun.
Got to start with the latest unfolding in the Twilight saga. You know, some interesting articles about this, and it's amazing that it's become a national obsession, talking about Kristen Stewart cheating with her director from the Snow White movie. He's married with two kids. Apparently Rob Pattinson has moved out. Apparently, they saw him yesterday having his stuff packed up and moved out of the house that they share together. Some are speculating that the reason that Kristen Stewart made that statement yesterday or 2 days ago where she talked about how she regretted the decision that she made, and it was momentary weakness and I love him so much. Part of the reason that she made a public statement, which was completely contrary to the way they played this relationship since day one, where they barely acknowledge that they know each other, is that she can't get him on the phone. She can't see him. Nah. She cannot get him at all to listen to her. And that's the only way she could contact him was by putting out a statement in the press.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
And here's the weirdest angle on this story at all that I've seen. And that is that there are those who are speculating that she wanted to get caught and that, well, she gave an interview with Elle magazine in June where she said, I feel boring. I feel like, why is everything so easy for me? I can't wait for something crazy to effing happen to me. Just life. I want someone to F me over. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, that's somebody who hasn't lived. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly. It is
people
true.
Who really who want somebody to F them over hasn't been F'd over 10 times already and sheltered
so,
and whatever.
Some are speculating that she was trying to blow up her career because, let's face it, she's extremely uncomfortable with being a celebrity. Extremely
and
uncomfortable.
And she's a giant celebrity.
She kind of is, yeah.
Did you read the article given by the director's wife?
No.
A couple of weeks before?
Got something in your throat?
Excuse me. There really, really is.
Yeah.
She apparently relocated to L.A. from England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was getting his career going and has never liked it here, has not been happy, went from being a very famous fashion model and posing in photographs to being like a mom in L.A. with no friends here and feeling really isolated. So it sounds like things weren't going well with them.
Yeah.
I see.
Anyway.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there's a new lingerie video of this, what's her name, Liberty Davis or something? I don't have it in front of me. There's a new lingerie video of her, because she's a very successful model, covers of lots of magazines and stuff. You watch this video, you can't believe anyone would cheat on her, period, much less with the boy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's never about that.
All right, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan. I didn't know this, but did we pay attention to the fact that she got in another car accident this week?
This happened, I think, just yesterday after we got off the air.
She got in a car accident this week. Lindsay Lohan.
They need to take her license.
Isn't that crazy? A woman driving a Ford Mustang told TMZ that they were sitting at a stoplight when somebody in a black Porsche hit them. They weren't even moving. A mystery man popped out of her car, apologized, left his number, and said they had to run because the paparazzi were right behind him. Look,
why are they afraid of the paparazzi? Why do they run from them?
I think they surround them and don't stop.
But I mean, if they're driving down the street,
they
why
surround
run
them
from
in cars.
Them?
Because in this case, Lisa, because they didn't want any photos of Lindsay at an accident scene.
But wasn't she at the accident scene because they were running from paparazzi? Probably.
Well, they didn't say that, but they said that's why they had to keep going. Here's my phone number and my information.
Look, we just had this conversation with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com a couple of weeks ago. There are some people who just should have a driver, and she is one of them. She clearly cannot handle an automobile.
Yeah, she needs to have a full-time driver, no question. And one other story about the paparazzi, Russell Brand. I don't know if you remember this story, but when he was in New Orleans, the district attorney charged him with misdemeanor criminal mischief after he allegedly grabbed a paparazzo's iPhone and threw it through a glass window last March.
Wow.
His attorney reached a plea agreement yesterday morning. It'll be dismissed if he pays $500 and tackles 20 hours of community service by next month, then they'll toss it out.
That sounds reasonable.
So it seems like they're getting into a lot of trouble with the paparazzi these days.
Yeah.
20 hours of community service is more than it sounds like, by the way.
Yeah. First of all, it's nothing. Because Pete and I have done way more than that.
Yeah, try doing 10 times that, right.
But second of all, whatever they say is community service, and you go, oh, that's a slap on the wrist. Trust us when we say it takes forever.
Oh. It does. Congratulations to our pal Carson Daly. His show, The Voice, continues to be the gold standard of singing reality television shows. This program is adding some star power. Lisa, you just mentioned off the air that some of the other shows, X Factor, American Idol, seem to be having trouble attracting the kinds of stars they want on their show.
Right.
They have something called mentors on The Voice if you don't watch. So they not only have the celebrity judges, but then they have other people that work with the contestants that are being groomed for the competition behind the scenes and, of course, on camera as well. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 has been added to CeeLo Green's team as a mentor. That was just announced this week. Mary J. Blige is going to be working with Judge Adam Levine's team. Michael Bublé is going to be part of Blake Shelton's team. And just announced this morning, Christina Aguilera has Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day in her corner.
Wow.
That seems like a lot of star power.
No kidding.
It sure does. So you apply to be on this show, The Voice, and the next thing you know, Billy Joe Armstrong is helping you with writing your songs and learning how to sing and perform and everything. That's pretty cool, right?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's the first time I envy any of those shows. Celebrity birthdays. Actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is 35. Singer Pete Yorn is 38. Comedian Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live is 40.
Sometimes she's so pretty, by the way, and then there's Bridesmaids.
And then there's other times, yeah.
Yeah.
And the drummer for Deftones, I believe, who are playing this weekend, 39 years old, Abe Cunningham, and that is your show.
By the way, a couple of housekeeping notes having to do with KevinandBean.com and KROQ.com. We apologized yesterday for the problem that some of our listeners around the world were having with the streaming. That got honked up. But they got it fixed. They got it fixed about halfway through the show. So if you missed anything on the program yesterday because you weren't able to stream us, you can, of course, download the podcast from the whole show. And that's the other thing. You know, we've been having some people who have been having some problems with the podcast, downloading the podcast, having trouble with it. They fixed it.
They did.
On our website. Something got fixed. Yeah. KROQ.com.
It was about a week later.
We have a whole page now dedicated to the Kevin and Bean podcast where you can easily see all the podcasts from the past 2 weeks and easily download them at a click of a button with no problems. And it works.
Hard to believe, I know.
Hmm. I'm just saying. It's a remarkable turnaround for a station like KROQ.
Well, let's talk about the homeless, the beggars that are on the off ramps. We had an officer in.
Last week.
Yeah. Was it the beginning of this week or last week?
Last week.
I think it was this week. I think it was Monday.
He may have been.
He was not popular, man. He ruffled a lot of feathers with the things that he told us about his experience dealing with homeless people in Southern California.
He works in the San Fernando Valley area, and he said that these people that are on the off ramps make, and this is the part that just baffled, that I couldn't get my head around, make between $200 to $300, not a day, an hour. That's what he said. $200 to $300 an hour.
That now, is gosh, shocking.
I find this so hard to believe.
When you get a job and you're making $11.50 an hour, you're like, that's decent. You know, that's pretty good these days. $200 to $300. And they only do it for an hour or two. They don't have to stay out there for 6, 7, 8 hours like you kind of picture. That's what I always picture.
Yeah, which looks horrible.
Like that guy's going to be out there all day, that poor bastard.
And maybe he'll get $20.
Right. $200 to $300 is what he said. We still find that hard to believe. I think those guys must, maybe they have more money than we know. Maybe they started out the day with $100 or something. Mm-hmm. But $200 to $300 an hour, we thought what we would do is take this into our own hands and do our own scientific experiment. Mm-hmm. Now, the person on the show that looks most like a homeless guy is beer money.
Oh, yes.
Without question.
He's got a scruffy beard and his hair just is messy and he's always just slovenly.
Dirty. And he also, here's the thing about Muggs. How old are you, Muggs? 20, 28?
Yeah.
He looks 50, right?
Yeah, a bad 50.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who has never slept indoors.
Right,
so
exactly.
So that's why he's absolutely the right. We didn't even think about anybody else. Oh, we need a homeless undercover guy? Well, that's obviously Muggs. What else you got?
So we're going to do this sometime in the near future, but we need your help. A lot of people called up, and if you heard that segment, you heard a guy, I think his name was Dave, called up, and he was crying, and he was saying not everybody's on drugs, not everybody's an alcoholic. But what we need is what works for you. When you're driving, if you see somebody with a sign, do you like the sign that says, I'm not going to lie, I just want to drink? Because at least he's being honest. Yeah. A lot of people go, at least he's being honest, I'm going to give him money for that. Or do you like, for me, veteran?
Oh, yeah.
That always kills me. Need food. Although, about half the time, if you offer them actual food, they won't take it. Because they don't really want food. But
they
want
money. Right.
It's hard to tell the difference.
Someone who's injured in some way?
I saw a sign.
Crutches.
Just yesterday, Lisa, I drove through an intersection. There was a homeless guy who had a sign, a little ratty little sign. And by the way, that's another thing. How ratty do you make your sign?
Yeah.
And it was disabled. That was his thing, is please help, I'm disabled. And I thought, I don't know if he's really disabled or not, but I mean, that is definitely one of those words that pushes a button. That makes you think, did I get out
and put him through the paces? 10 jumping jacks, go! If you fail, I'll give you some money.
That would have been very cool, though. I should have done that.
We did take a call from a girl when we were taking calls on this, who said that she saw a woman who faked missing a leg.
Fake missing a
yes,
leg.
That's remember? Right.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that, but.
So we're trying to put together basically whatever Beer Mug needs so that we can send them out on the street and get the most possible money. So what we're looking for is you to call us at 1-800-520-1067 with your recommendations on what you think is most effective. For instance, should he have a dog? Do we rent a dog for Beer Mug?
Yes.
That works for Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if Lisa sees a dog, she thinks, okay, this guy's homeless. What are the chances he's taking really good care of the dog?
Right,
so she'll
right.
give him money. Right. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the money's going to go to the pet, but that's what works for you.
Yes.
Veteran works for me. Sometimes there's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Which our officer did say they do loan to each other.
I have met several times now, this has happened to me over the years, a woman in a parking lot with a couple of kids comes up to me, parking lot at like a Ralph's, and just wants to go in and get some food for her kids.
Yeah. And what do you? How can you
I
say
give her
no,
money?
Right?
Yeah.
Now this won't work for me, of course, because I dislike the handicap very strongly. But some people, wheelchair guys in a wheelchair, you know, it can't get any worse than that poor guy. You know what I mean? This dude's in a wheelchair.
And our officer also said they borrow a wheelchair sometimes, and at the end of the day, they just get up and go home.
My guy is a guy in a wheelchair with a dog. Who's a veteran?
He's got everything.
So you can do about that.
So we're going to send Beer Mug out, and he's going to try several different things. I mean, I think we might as well have him out there for a couple of hours. Like for an hour, he'll have a sign that says, I just want alcohol.
Good idea.
Okay. We'll check how much he makes.
All right. I like it.
And then whatever else works for you, the tugs at your heartstrings when you're pulling off a freeway and you see this sign or this prop, whatever it may be, we say prop when we say kids and dogs, I think, because they seem to have a pool that they just load them to. Oh, listen, I'm going out for an hour. Can I take your kid? Yeah, fine. that really does happen.
Oh, my God.
I think, by the way, and again, you can call us 1-800-520-1067. If you have recommendations on the sign or anything that we're missing or anything that you recommend that he should have that would help him bring in the cash, we want to hear from you. I think, honestly, some sort of an open wound, like an injury, like some sort of a bad, bad cut would be great for Beer Mug.
Now, he shouldn't be his...
I can help with that.
Yeah. Beetle cut him.
Sure you can.
He shouldn't be his normal, joyful self, right? He needs to be kind of downtrodden.
Yeah.
He can't run over and go, thanks, man, that's awesome.
That's outrageous. No, you need to be a beaten man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe limp
a little. Let's take just one real quick before the break, and that's going to be Mark on line four, because I don't want to get into... this isn't a comedy bit. We're not looking for the comedy signs that you can have, but I want to find out if Mark is serious about his recommendation on what he thinks would work to get money. Mark, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I think you should hold a sign that says, bet you can't hit me with a quarter. Make it a competition.
I like it. Bet now, you can't hit me with a bar of gold.
That's funny and all, but that's not how you get $200 an hour, is by having people throw quarters at you. We're going for the big bills, right? We're looking for the 10s and the 20s here, I think.
Although Mark is your people, Bean. I mean, he's the kind of guy that you would suggest hold up a sign because you want Beer Mug to be injured. And before we take a break, and then we'll take your calls, we have a bunch of people on hold. Please hold on. I do want to tell you this quick story. So yesterday we were sitting in the office, and Mug said seriously, guys, how do I
I'm going to have to really dirty up. Meaning, like, get dirty and roll around the dirt and stuff like that. And we were like, you're good. Don't even worry about it. You look just fine.
I'm dare you.
You look just like a homeless guy. No problem. So we'll take your calls in a second on the Kevin and
Skipper Bivens from Hillbilly Handfish. And, yeah, I said it. Yeah, we're talking to him.
Coming up in about
and we're proud.
20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then Akiva Schaefer, who is, of course, one of the Lonely Island guys from the SLN Digital Shorts and the director of the new Ben Stiller Vince Vaughn movie called The Watch. He joins us next hour. Right now, we're talking about Beer Mug. We're sending him out next week. He is going to test the theory that you can make a ton of money, way more money than people work in regular jobs, as a homeless guy, as a guy on the freeway off-ramp collecting cash. And we are looking for your suggestions at 1-800-520-1067 as to what props and what sign we should give Beer Mug before he goes out.
Now, I did want to mention this, that we're going to take all the money that he gets and we're going to give it to a homeless shelter. So the people who are trying to help, we'll still be helping.
Good.
We don't. It's not like Beer Mug's going to take it home. I did get a tweet from somebody saying he needs a dirty rag, the dirtier the better, and a spray bottle. Like he's going to wash.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So I'll do work.
But
then they go, no. Yeah. Look at the rag. I don't want you touching my windshield.
By the way, what are the chances Beer Mug's actually going to bring all the money back to donate to the
charity? How dare you? How dare you?
Let's try. Let's get some calls in, as many as we can real quick. Let's try Steve. He's on line 5. Again, the suggestions that we are taking from you will help him make more money for the homeless charities. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I think he needs to stand by an off-ramp with a beat-up car, and he needs to have a dirty child next to him.
A dirty child?
Absolutely, with oil and grease, like they're both working on it.
Now, that might be hard to explain to the little kid.
Does this work for you? Like, are you more likely to give money to somebody if they have a child with them?
Absolutely. I have 3 kids myself.
Yeah, so I would be too.
If I see somebody with kids, a lot of times I want to call BS, but...
Okay.
I'll fork over a dollar or some change, man.
All right. Last question for you. Boy or girl, and how old?
Oh, young boy, so he can be his little sidekick mechanic.
Sure.
And I'll say between 6 and 9.
All right. Casting call.
We need a
Thanks
casting call.
Thank you. All right. Let's try Stephanie. Stephanie's on line 8. Now, I think Stephanie's going to get us into an area of what Beer Mug should be doing beyond just standing, because there are some people who kind of earn their money out there. Stephanie, thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I've been homeless, and besides dressing Beer Mug up as a woman and putting lipstick on him.
Really? You think that would help?
Well, I haven't seen Beer Mug, so I don't know what work has to be put into that.
But go ahead.
A lot. But as a man, I say put on an act. The market is saturated by sad signs. He needs to go out there and do the robot, even if he doesn't know what he's doing.
Make
him dance for his dollar.
But here's the key. No music. Don't bring a boombox or anything. You got to be listening to it in your head. Because if you're
doing the
robot and there's no music, people are like, that guy crazy. I'm giving him some money.
And that's good stuff. That's what they're looking for.
Stephanie, there was a guy that used to play the clarinet on the off-ramp by my house. And so I always thought, you know, at least he's doing something. That's the thought that goes through your mind.
Exactly.
All right.
New talent. New talent.
Thank you,
Thanks
Stephanie.
For the call. Let's go to Lourdes. Lourdes is on line 4. Another wardrobe suggestion for Beer Mug. Lourdes, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got?
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was thinking that Beer Mug can't dress like everybody else. He has to look like if he sleeps on the street. So he has to wear heavier clothes.
He's pretty much right there right now.
No, but that's a great idea, because if you see somebody wearing 4 or 5 layers, you think, wow, that's all they've got in the world, and they've got to survive whatever the weather is.
Hey, what about the shopping cart, by the way, then? Does he need a shopping cart
or
for
a big trash bag with all of his
possessions?
Yeah,
exactly. Thanks for the call.
That's all that guy's got.
All right, let's go to Stephanie, another Stephanie. This one's on line 2. She's got a little bit of a different approach for Beer Mug. Hey, Stephanie.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi.
What do you think he should do?
I think he should have a sign that says, cops suck.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
So the point is that we're trying to get him to raise lots of money, not to have him arrested, although I like where your head's at. Thank you for the call. Let's try Ralph. He's on line 3, 1-800-520-1067. Looking for your suggestions for a Beer Mug. Hey, Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Where the delay is. Hi, you're on the air, and we're taking your suggestions for beer mug homeless.
I think it actually worked better for Dave, but if you had a sign that said, need 50 bucks to get back to Mexico.
That's a great idea.
Need 50 bucks to get back to Mexico.
There are a lot of people who would contribute to that.
Bean would fly down and put 50 bucks in his pocket so he would have to go to Mexico.
All right, let's try Nathan, line six. Nathan, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you have for us?
Hello, Nathan.
Hey, good morning. Kevin and Bean, Lisa.
Hi.
Real quick. So he's got to be sitting in a wheelchair, no shoes, no socks, just completely dirty feet, pair of crutches leaning up against the chair, nice dog,
good.
Cute little dog, but a sign reflecting his true life situation, just fired from K-Rock.
Yeah, I see.
He got
good.
Dirty really fast.
Yeah. Good. That might really happen.
Let's make that authentic, too, seriously.
Oh, you, Bean.
Sometimes acting just won't do it. You need a real-life situation. So, you're fired.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin and Bean, token black listener number one, Anel Rivers, joins us in studio here on
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Anel, from time to time, is kind enough to give us some time to help out when Ralph is out with the Showbiz Beat. What do you got for us today, man?
Well, it's Friday, so in
honor... Girl, holla!
It being Friday, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I drop a nice, sweet Friday Showbiz Beat on y'all, you know, TGIF and whatnot.
Please do.
So, you know, of course, as you know, I'm not, you know, much with the sound effects there with the camera, so, you know... Yeah, nah, that ain't my thing, man.
When Bean says...
Girl, holla!
Do we have any idea why Bean said that and why he said it that way?
I don't remember the story. I have no idea where it came from. I'm just glad it did.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like manna from heaven.
Sure.
Good times. But first up, man, it's Friday. So like I said, I got to set y'all off with a story that's right. Ice Cube has announced in an exclusive to allhiphop.com. Friday is back. A new Friday.
Yay!
That's right. But here, check us out. He's bringing back the whole cast, including Chris Tucker.
Those movies were so good.
Man, I'm talking about Craig. I'm talking about Smokey, Day-Day, Debo, Money Mike. You know what I'm saying? They all coming back for one big Friday.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, Anel.
We need to find something out here.
Bean, I am shocked beyond words you've seen one of those movies.
I saw all three of them in the theater. I love those movies. I love the Friday movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all,
Bean is blacker than y'all know, man. I'm telling you. He's like 6'8".
Unbelievable to me.
Did you think those movies were great?
Yes, I did. But if I had to put money on whether they were your type of movie, I'd say absolutely not because they're sort of slapsticky and you don't like fun.
Go ahead. You go ahead and say it, Kevin. They're sort of slapsticky and... Black.
No.
Bean prefers black.
I know that.
Yeah, I know, right? That's his thing, man.
What's the deal? When are they talking about putting this movie together?
They've just finally announced all the cast. You know how it works. They're going to go ahead and get a script treated and whatnot and get the plot going. But, you know, rumor has it sometime in 2013, we will get a new Friday movie. I don't know what the plot's going to be. I hope they're not planning to open up a medical marijuana dispensary.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very short movie.
Yeah.
Okay? It's like, they only get Craig and Day they get the door kicked in by the ATF, and that's the end of that.
Girl, so, holla!
Next up, Justin Bieber, tool extraordinaire. Check this out, man. Our boy Bieber was flying recently. The boy Bieber was recently flying on a flight from Australia back to the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have all flown first class, right? You know, Kevin, Lisa, you never flown
all
first
the
class.
Time, but go ahead.
Oh well, I used to fly first class a lot, but now I have too many kids, so I can't. Yeah. Back in the days before my penis betrayed me, you know what
kids
I mean?
Kick it back to coach.
Yeah. So as you guys know, there are some rules in first class, some etiquette rules. Okay, like for example, you don't want to wear any kind of strong colognes or perfumes because you're in an enclosed space.
Oh, okay.
You know, you want to keep your shoes
on.
That's
true anywhere, I would think.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
But keep your shoes on if you can avoid it, especially on longer flights. And if possible, do not scream obscenities during a 12-hour flight across the whole planet. Okay? Yeah. Bieber apparently was in there with his posse, and they were just going off, doing the most. And
Bieber does think he's black.
Yeah, exactly.
No question about that.
Y'all know, we don't know how to act. So, so you know what I'm saying? So he rolled up in there, and apparently another passenger, a woman, a mother of two, had to roll up on Bieber and tell him that he needed to stop using obscenities like that because it was improper. And my thing is, where is the air marshal on this flight?
No kidding.
I want Bieber in zip ties. You know what I'm saying? Get on the ground.
Not me. I want double tap.
There you go. Even
Seal
better.
Team six.
Well, I don't know taking down a flight with 200 people is worth killing Bieber.
No,
you
just tell.
But Taser?
Wait, hold on. Let's not jump to any conclusions here, Adele. It might be.
200 souls for Bieber. Fair trade. But I'm just saying, man. Bieber, you know, first of all, why are you flying on a commercial airliner? Why you don't have a Gulfstream? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, rent a plane.
Yeah, ball so hard, I got to fly first class.
You and all
class.
Your friends.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Get a G5 or something, man.
You say whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go,
We're
man.
We're the flight attendants.
He's Justin Bieber. They're probably all getting autographs or whatnot. But yeah, so Bieber, get yourself together, man. You drive
I don't much
crazy.
About the Bieber. Never see him. I don't know what he does.
No, you're not missing much, Mr. President.
You're good like, time. Girl, holla! Next up, Jennifer Lopez. Y'all know Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez, hijos son malos. Okay, yeah, for those of you
that
don't
that means,
for those of you that don't understand Spanish, I'm telling you Jennifer Lopez's kids are bad. Okay. Now, for what the report here is that Jennifer Lopez is right now, she's on tour with, what is it, Enrique Iglesias,
yes,
right?
That's right.
And while she's rehearsing, the kids are backstage running wild. I mean, pulling wires out of stuff, driving the stage hands crazy.
Oh, no.
I mean, just doing the most. And the worst part about it is when they brought it to Jennifer and Casper's attention, they're just like, well, they're four-year-olds. That's what they're going to do.
No!
You know, Jennifer. Okay, first of all, I'm going to do something for my Latinos here. Jennifer, okay? Tú eres boricua, mami. Okay? Tú sabes. Okay? Tú sabes. Porque los hijos tienen control. Okay? Tú tienes que tener el control de sus hijos. Okay? Tus hijos no pueden. They backstage, you know what I'm saying? They're pulling wires out and whatnot. I'm going to teach you some phrases in Spanish that would keep your kids
I
together.
I don't even know. What
okay,
that is.
Jennifer, I'm going to tell you, okay, pegue, tú quieres la papao, okay, you know what I'm saying, you want to get smacked, you know what I'm saying, that's my mom used to always come with that one, okay, ven aquí, you got to say it like that,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, I mean, come here, bring your ass okay. over here, you know what
so
I'm saying.
So you think Jennifer Lopez is listening,
I think she's
and
listening.
Needs it translated mm-hmm. into Spanish.
Saca la mano de la boca, take a hand out your mouth. Okay,
so, all right.
I'm telling you, man, my mother's from Panama, man, so I used to get hit with those all the time as a kid, man,
sure.
But I'm telling you, man, get a papao.
I can right tell there. You for a fact you deserved it, though.
Oh, me? Oh, I was an absolute angel.
Oh, please. Shut your mouth got said 1 billion times in your childhood.
And never worked.
You would be amazed how fast you pick up foreign languages when you get beaten
at
the end of a phrase. Yeah.
Girl,
what are you going to do? Next up, I got some celebrity birthdays here, okay? First off, we got singer Julianna Hatfield. She's 45. All right, actor Julian McMahon. He is 44. Maya Rudolph, she's 40, man. I tell you, black does not crack. Maya Rudolph still looking good. I liked her in Bridesmaids. Good girl. I like her. Drummer Abe Cunningham of the Deftones is 39. Singer Pete Yorn is 38. And actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is 35. You can follow your boy Anel Rivers at Anel Rivers on Twitter. And that's Anel Rivers with your showbiz busy.
Congratulations to Angelica Lyman from Los Angeles. Latest winner here on the Kevin and Bean Show of tickets to go see Red Hot Chili Peppers sold out at Staples Center next month. Plus, she is in the grand prize drawing that I think we might even do in just a few minutes here for destination number 4, the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers one more time. This time in one of America's greatest cities, Austin, Texas, for Austin City Livics. Keep listening, Angelica. We may be calling you in just a few minutes.
We're going to talk to the hillbilly hand fishing guys next. Can't wait. But in the meantime, I wanted to tell you about the first world record that has fallen in the London Olympics 2012.
Now, wait. Hold on. They're having Olympic events already.
Yes.
That count.
Right.
The opening ceremony hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
These are all events that happened before the opening ceremony. Doesn't that mean the opening ceremony isn't the opening ceremony?
That yes, that's sorta. What it would mean. It's been okay. There were a whole day of women's soccer games, a whole day of men's soccer games, and then archery. And I don't usually follow archery, but South Korea's Im Dong-hyun.
Oh, he's very good.
Positive I'm not saying that right. Broke his own 72-arrow world record in the archer ranking round for London Olympics with a score of 699. Now, I don't know what that means, but I do know what the word blind means.
And Excuse me?
The word blind.
Yes.
This guy from South Korea is legally blind.
Like the Reese Witherspoon movie?
That's legally blonde.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
It's very different, and you're lucky I got that.
Yeah, because I didn't.
Wait, how are you an Olympic archer if you are legally blind? How does he see the target?
He says, quote, I just shoot at the large yellow spot.
So he can just barely see something.
Yes. He's legally blind. And not only did he break a world record, he's been the number one or two archer in the world for about 10 years.
That's unbelievable.
Blind. Now, here's my thing. Don't hand a blind guy anything that's sharp.
How did that start?
Right. Unless he started being an archer before he went blind.
That's possible.
But that's craziness that the dude is blind and has already set a world record.
Well, if I were another archer.
He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse
no,
me.
He's
blind.
Blind, right. It was a good weather to shoot, he said. I guess there's good weather and bad weather for archery. I know nothing about that except for this guy's blind and set a world record. So
that's pretty impressive.
Congrats to
him. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. Ted Stryker fills in on the Showbiz Beat. Very excited about that. That's coming up later on this hour. We're going to be talking to Akiva Schaffer in just a few minutes. He is the director of The Watch, and of course you know him from The Lonely Island as well. And I think producer Dave is very close, dangerously close, to getting the skipper on the line for us here too. Now, you've seen this Hillbilly Hand Fishing, right?
No,
this is one of your shows. This is a marathon at Kevin's house along with Swamp People, right?
It's one of those where you come across it, you can't really stop. You have to watch it for a while because... Because why? You can't get your head around what's happened there. They crawl in a river and then they put their hands down there. And a lot of times what they do is they wait for, if I'm watching it correctly, they wait for a fish to bite them. Like a giant catfish will bite their hand and then they get their hand inside the mouth.
Hmm.
And I always thought there was fishing rods and reels and lures and stuff like that. And once you got that, then you stopped having to hand fish.
Then you weren't bait anymore?
Right.
Yeah, I would think so.
It doesn't make any difference. Like going after a bear and trying to beat it up. We have rifles. You don't need to do that because you could shoot it.
Yeah, catching fish by hand makes as much sense as blind archery. I don't understand either one, to tell you the truth.
Well, I don't know, but it's taking him too long to get on the line. This is hurting my... Oh, there he is. Thank God. Skipper Bivens.
We got the skipper. Animal Planet, by the way, is the channel. Season 2 premieres Sunday night at 8. Why watch the Olympics when you can watch Hillbilly Hand Fishing? Hi, Skipper Bivens. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning.
Whoa. That's my bad. He's still there.
Okay.
Still
are we
there.
Cool?
Skipper,
we are, sir. Thank you very much. We were just discussing why there's a need to catch fish by hand now that things like fishing rods have been invented. What's the deal?
Well, actually, people have been catching fish by hand for centuries before the rod and reel was ever even invented.
Right,
you know?
But let me just butt in if you don't mind. But at the point in history where the rod and reel were invented, 99% of the world went ahead and went with that.
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of gusto to get in the water, catch a fish in his own domain, but it's an ultimate rush. I'm telling you, it's a thrill seeker or an adrenaline junkie sport, and that's what we're after.
Now, how is it that you lure the fish to your hands? How do you catch them?
You don't have to do much more than just be willing bait. If you're a willing participant and you're willing to become the bait, you just slide into any old hole down the old creeks that we're in, and I'm telling you, a big old catfish is going to meet you in the door of the hole, and he is going to put a whopper of a bite on you.
Okay. Now, again, I'm going to say why.
Oh, I'm telling you guys, I mean, people stand in line to go on roller coasters, or people jump out of airplanes, you know. Myself, I rode here on an airplane. I came in here, I flew, but I'm not going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
I hear
you. You might say those guys are crazy. I would.
Now,
but the adrenaline rush that we get, it's something that once you've done it, you really can't live without it.
You know,
a guy can fish his whole life with a rod and reel and never catch the size of fish that we catch every day.
You do catch monsters. Now,
there's Trent. We got Trent Jackson on the line, too. We got both guys from the show. Great.
They need to put him on hold, though. I can't go to him yet.
That was him. They're both talking to us on the same line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Good morning. This is Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. So let me ask you guys. So when we see you catching these fish on the show, is that what you're doing for a living? Like, are you teaching people how to do that now? Is that how you make your living, or is it still just a hobby for you for fun?
Well, it is more than a hobby. It's a life's passion, but we both have other occupations that we do. Jackson's been a welder all of his life, and, of course, we do little cowboy work. I've owned B&B Roofing, Fencing, and Construction. But let me tell you something, guys. Taking city slickers out and watching them become the bait and overcome their fears is much better than any job we've ever done.
I'll bet you guys laugh so hard at people like us.
Hey, you know what? What about you guys coming down and going with us?
We'll be right there. We'll be there at 7:30. Don't worry.
I think these guys are going to live vicariously through us on television.
That's
Jackson.
Correct.
Yes. That's more our speed, exactly. We're talking about Hillbilly Hand Fishing, which comes back for a new season. Yes, you heard me correctly. Hillbilly Hand Fishing. It's exactly what it sounds like on the Animal Planet. And I will tell you that I was impressed with the size of some of the fish that you guys are able to catch with your hands. I mean, so big some of these fish, you can barely lift them, right?
Well, that's part of the allure of noodling. You're going to go out and you're going to catch really big fish rather than going out with a fishing pole and sitting on the bank. We call that sissy fishing, you know.
Grab sure.
a pair of shorts and a
Sissies.
Lawn chair. And one of these days, if Jackson and I get too old to get in the water, we may do just that. But as long as we're able, we are going to keep noodling as long as
we can. So noodling is what you call fishing while you're waiting to catch one?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's fishing while you're waiting to catch for him to catch you.
I see. Right, right, right. They bite you. Now, so it doesn't hurt? None of the fish hurt when they bite you?
No, not a bit. Come on down,
fellas.
It
doesn't hurt at all. It feels like a...
You guys are lying?
Like my pussycat.
You are liars. You want me to get hurt?
That remark.
All right. Skipper Vivids, Trent Jackson, again, Animal Planet, Sunday night. Why not? 8 o'clock, and the show is called Hillbilly Hand Fishing. Fascinating what you guys do. Thank God you're out there, man. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much.
Look for us. We'll be down there next Tuesday.
Yeah. I see you saying yes, but I can picture you shaking your head. No way.
I'll personally pick you up at the airport.
I can't wait. How dare you even talk about going to see Step Up Revolution today, Kevin, when The Watch is opening up and Akiva Schaffer, who is the director of the movie, along with his Lonely Island pal, Yorma Taconi, join us in studio right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks
for having us.
I'm right about that. Kevin can't go see the Step Up Revolution movie, right?
Hold on a second. I didn't say I wasn't going to see The Watch first.
Just buy a ticket for The Watch and then sneak into the one that you really want to see.
That's not the one I really want to see. I'm secretly a dancer at heart, so.
Well, you have the body for it,
you guys.
Thank
you. We've got two-thirds of the Lonely Island here. This is very exciting, I got to tell you.
Is it fair to say it's the two best thirds? Well, it's the two that are in America.
It's the two that are here, so you might as well say it's the two best.
We actually had Andy on just a few weeks ago. He was on promoting the Adam Sandler movies. We got a chance to chat with him a little bit. So before we get to The Watch, so he is gone from SNL. What does that mean for the future of Lonely Island and the digital shorts on that program starting this season?
We don't actually know what that holds for that, but we're hoping to continue to make songs, and then we will always give them to the show, and if they want to use them, then that'll be great for us. But it's kind of the ball's in their court.
Yeah, absolutely. There's kind of no reason why
they wouldn't, though, right? I mean, it's still a
depends on the quality.
Certainly.
We've gotten pretty lazy, so who knows? Maybe they'll hit them.
It is amazing to see how many songs you guys have ended up doing, and how big the stars are and how much they want to work with you. I mean, it really has become like the in thing for people to want to do, it seems like.
Well, at SNL, you also have the, you know, that's an easy place to wrangle a star because there's a new one coming every week to host that you can kind of force to do it.
No, but we are very, very cool. And so a lot of people really want to work.
There is that.
Yeah. Have you tried to get somebody to play along and they just didn't have that sense of humor, just weren't into it or whatever?
Almost everybody gets it, like especially at the show, like you kind of know what you're getting into. People are willing to kind of want to play with their image, and so it is a pretty fun
at this point, at least, because we've pushed after people, 6 years.
I would say. Have you pushed people?
I think working with Michael Bolton was maybe like the moment where like we really pushed him to the limit.
Did he get that?
Yes.
He was incredible, though.
No, he was great.
Incredible.
He got it
comically. He understood what he was doing.
Yeah. I'm like absolutely.
Because I don't
know
anything about him, but
no. he was fantastic, and he wants to do another one, and he emails us like he's not.
He wasn't
get it, and we tricked him, but certain lines that we wanted to that were really vulgar. He was
really, really vulgar
because he does have a fan base, and they might not. He was more worried about alienating his fan base than anything else. It wasn't that he was personally offended.
Right. No. Yes.
Look, no one else is asking Michael Bolton to sing on television. Of course, he's emailing you. What about Bieber in the season finale? He was a dick, right?
Finally,
getting down to brass tacks. No, he was actually fantastic.
You're a liar.
To be
honest.
Oh, wait.
What can they say? They can't possibly tell the truth.
He's a lying liar who lies.
No, he was kind of the best. I mean, like he showed up and did his part. He like the idea that we basically made him play Akiva was hilarious to me that he was willing to do that.
To
was
you,
shocking.
Right? But did, to him,
I think he enjoyed it.
Look, we weren't looking for an honest answer. We were looking for him.
We're not going to get that here.
All right.
Now look elsewhere.
Before we move on, and of course, Akiva is here primarily to talk about The Watch, and we'll get to your big part in the movie in a minute here, Yorma, as well.
But thank you.
Producer Dave tells me that you have brought us a little something, a little Lonely Island something today, but we don't know what it is.
We made you guys a new theme song. You're welcome.
What?
Yeah. So like, I think we should listen to a
theme song, let alone a new one.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you're gonna love this.
The first ever.
Yeah. So you'll
not like you're in competition for something else that we've been playing.
You'll have to use it then.
How long have you been working on this? You know, I'm like, a week? Sounds like a week's worth of work.
So 4 hours? I'll tell you afterwards, and you guys can all guess how
long.
Yeah,
you should guess how long it
takes. This is a Kevin and Bean theme song.
Don't we need the Kevin and Bean K-Rock world premiere jingle? Don't we need the fireworks? Don't we need the big music something? I mean, this has never been heard before.
I would do that if Beer Mugs was anywhere around.
Okay.
Yeah, I need some fanfare.
Does it need fanfare? We'll wait for it then.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Too bad. Now you're getting it.
Sing it if you know it.
Kevin and Bean. New Kevin and Bean theme by the Lonely Island. They're going to play it every day from now on. Contractually bound to play it every day. And they will get sued if they don't. P.S. Go see the watch.
Right. The most important part right there. P.S. Go see the watch. Kiva Schaefer is in studio with us. He is the director of The Watch, and his friend Yorma Taconi from The Lonely Island is also in the movie as, I'm not spoiling anything if I say you play casual wanker number 2 in the film, am I?
Nope. People are just going to want to go see it now.
That's not a key plot point.
I'm sure there was quite a casting call to see who gets to play casual wanker number 2.
I felt very privileged.
Kiva, let's talk about Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Jonah Hill, and some British guy I don't know are all stars of The Watch. How'd you find this Richard Ayoade guy? That's him.
Ayoade. He's from a British show called Garth Marenghi Dark Place, and we were all huge fans of the show.
Most people know him from the IT crowd, but yes.
And then that was how I knew him. And
I
then
didn't know him from anywhere. I saw the billboards and stuff, and I was like, know him, never seen him.
I wanted a wild card in there. The other three, you know them, you hopefully love them, but I kept telling everybody I wanted to find our McLovin. Surprising guy that you don't know where he's coming from.
Now, we talked to Vince Vaughn yesterday, and he said that the script has been around for a while in certain versions. It was a PG-13. No one was interested. Then it got – when did you come into the whole picture?
I came in after Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg did a big rewrite, and you know they wrote Superbad and Pineapple Express.
Of course.
So they're kind of raunchy guys, and they did this huge rewrite and made it into an R-rated – comedy.
And that got you interested as well.
I had never read it before, so that was when it came across my desk.
That's the first time you got it.
So I read it. I didn't know it in its previous versions.
When you're working with Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller, and Jonah Hill for that matter, Oscar-nominated Jonah Hill, those are all big-time movie stars at this point. Is it tough to wrangle that much comedy on the set?
You know, the hard part to wrangle was actually between takes because they all kind of wanted to work together because they like each other.
Right.
And so it was kind of like it would turn me into kind of the school marm trying to be like, all right, guys.
You're the man. Come on, everybody. Come on.
Yeah, let's focus up. But I don't want to be that guy. So I'd be like, it was a lot of audible sighs. Like,
I want to do bits too.
Don't make me the jerk, guys. You're making me the jerk.
So do they just – they're dying to get – of course, they sign off on the script. But then my sense from these guys is they're dying to get through the take where they have to read the script. So then the fun begins, right? And then they could just go off and do whatever they want.
They all signed on. We all signed on because we read that same script that Seth and Evan had done that we all thought was really funny. So it wasn't as much as dying to get off it because everyone liked it. So we would do a few, though. And then once we all decided we kind of had the scene, then yes, it would be Vince calls them free ones.
Free ones.
And I would go, all right, I got it. Free one.
Can we do 10 free ones? Was Vince the real director? Be honest. Because I see you sitting over there, him going, free one. And you're like, come on, we got to move on.
I mean, no. Okay. I'm a very authoritative.
I've known him since junior high.
He always strike been me very as authoritative. But
I'm physically
imposing.
Imposing, yeah. Especially to him. Hmm. He's a very short man.
He's a little guy. Yeah. So I can see that.
Tell me, based on the things that you have directed in the past, the Lonely Island stuff, the SNL stuff, Hot Rod, of course, we all know. How difficult is, I mean, the scale of this thing when you start talking about aliens? I mean, now you're getting into a whole new level of filmmaking. Was there ever any fear from you that you weren't going to be able to pull it off?
I did way more planning, I think, than somebody who had done it before. I knew that, the CG and the budget and honestly having four guys who are filmmakers in their own right and have been on way more movie sets than me. I came in like a nerdy student, overprepared. Like I just storyboarded and had plans for every scene so that...
Did they look at you like you were crazy?
No. It was just literally so I wouldn't even show them everything. I would just have it in my back pocket.
You just didn't want to stand out as...
You just always have to have the answer.
I wanted to always have a fast answer. Wait, why am I standing here? Oh, that's because I've planned it and this is this. Because otherwise they could call me out on any number of things.
Because you made up a lot of lies to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, you got it.
Tell me about the – now, I haven't seen the aliens themselves in the trailer, right? Are we saving that for the theater this weekend?
I think they're in some of it in kind of vague versions. They get shot up
in a couple of trailers, right?
Yeah, there's kind of vague.
Oh, yeah, I remember them all standing over him and shooting 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 him.
Was that a free one?
That was the regular one that turned free at the end.
A free one with guns.
How did you decide what your aliens were going to look like? Because there's a long history of, you know, hundreds of movies with different kinds of aliens. You can go anywhere with that. What'd you pick?
Well, we went to this place, Legacy, that is like the descendants of Stan Winston Company, and they did movies like Aliens and all those, and like
the nerds out there, Iron Man and stuff.
You brought in the pros. Yeah.
We brought in the best in the biz, and then as they were designing. I kind of wanted to look classic, so we kind of almost went with like the stick figure alien with the big head, and then said, "What if there was the real scary version of that guy?"
All right,
what would that look like?
Getting a lot of requests to hear the Lonely Island Kevin Bean theme song again. Is there any way we can play that right now?
A lot of requests.
Are you getting requests for that? Phone,
yeah, they're coming in.
How many requests have you received?
I answered the business line, and people were asking for it. If we could hit it one more time, please. Guys.
Kevin and Bean. Ooh. New Kevin and Bean theme. By the Lonely Island. They're gonna play it every day from now on. Contractually bound to play it every day. And they will get sued if they don't.
P.S. Go see the watch.
Go see the watch indeed. The movie opens up everywhere in theaters today. Akiva, great to see you. Yorma, so fun that you came by. We really appreciate the time, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Of course, thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 752. Stryker!
Kevin and Bean, Lisa May!
I cannot believe I am in the Kevin and Bean studio, Lisa May, Room King of Mexico beer mug.
I can't believe you're awake this hour of the day.
He looks crazy with your
rock and roll lifestyle.
He looks like he's had a lot of Red Bull.
That rock and roll lifestyle is a complete, that's false. I go to bed like at 11:30 every night, Bean, and that is the truth.
That is a lie.
Well, I'm not even.
I've been to Vegas with you. That is not true.
That's in Las Vegas, Kevin. Oh, and I've been to Vegas. I've been to Coachella with you, Kevin.
That's true.
It's been very fun at Taco Bell at 5 in the morning.
Ralph Garman has been on vacation. We've been all doing our part to fill in on the showbiz beat. Lisa's done hers, and Kevin and Bean have done theirs. And now it's Ted Stryker's time here on the Kevin Beach. You can hear Ted every weekday afternoon from 4 till 7. What you talking about today?
Well, hopefully I'm not going to screw up your show too bad. I would like to talk about Ambien and Viagra. Ooh. Two things, Kevin, you probably appreciate.
At the same time, usually.
Okay, right. Jeremy Renner, who is a great actor, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he got on a plane to go from L.A. to London. Of course, you want to sleep on that plane. You need rest.
Sure.
He popped a Viagra instead of an Ambien.
So he
was flying the entire time with what I assume is a huge erection.
Oh, my God.
A sky-high boner.
Yes.
Wow.
How many, Kevin, I'm just kidding. How many Viagras have you taken in your life?
None.
Less than 10?
Zero.
Really?
He took one and it just gave him a headache.
We were down in Mexico. We were doing a live show from Tijuana, Stryker. And for whatever reason, I guess one of the things we thought we'd test out is the theory that you can buy anything in Mexico, you know, for a buck. So we decided, hey, it'd be funny to buy some Viagra. So did we even go to a pharmacy, Kevin? Or did we buy it off the street?
No, we went to a pharmacy.
I think
they're everywhere.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was like a dollar. Okay. I don't know how I got to be selected to be the guy to take the Viagra. But, of course, you know, if you're not using the Viagra, it just kind of sits there. It just gave me a dull headache all day. It was not a pleasant
experience. Does it make your heart race? Because it seems like it would make it hard to sleep. Make it difficult.
I wouldn't know.
You shouldn't turn over.
I've taken half of one in my life, and it made my head spin, but it worked.
It worked.
Okay. Oh, it worked.
How long did it work for?
Well, 9 minutes.
as long as the porn lasted in the
hotel room. And then I was done, and then it was completely gone.
All right.
If you're taking Viagra by yourself, by the way, you're an overachiever.
That is weird. That's a really good point.
I was in Mexico, and I did buy it at a pharmacy, but I paid $20 for it.
My hand is insatiable.
Leave me alone.
All right, next story. I love that sound effect. Who just pressed that? How does that work?
Me, you just press it.
Oh, okay. Now, what happens when I say Lisa May?
Nothing,
ding.
Really.
Oh, there's a ding. 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 Okay, there we go. All right, I'm a huge Robert Rodriguez fan, filmmaker, writer, Machete I love. So the new Machete is being made, and he keeps great secrets on who he casts in his films. He just tweeted, I just finished working with Lady Gaga.
What?
On Machete Kills, she kicked so much ass. Holy smokes, blown away.
Interesting.
So she's got all those little monsters around the world. They're probably going to flock to the movie to see it. But I'm curious what the Robert Rodriguez fans are going to say. Are they going to love that? Are they going to hate it? Do they respect him for putting these people in the movie?
I think if she works
it depends on the movie, how it is.
Then they won't care, I would guess.
I'll let Robert Rodriguez, the women he puts in his movies have the hottest asses I've ever seen.
That is true.
I mean, the guy that plays Machete is really good looking.
This is Machete.
Yeah, that guy right there. Who's also in a great movie called Sushi Girl. Everyone should see Sushi Girl when it comes out.
What is his name? Danny Trejo?
I rented that last weekend, Sushi Girl.
No, that's the porn version. Completely different, Kevin.
I apologize.
All right, so I have my own little Striker survey here. This is the top five DVD rentals of the week, and I'm guessing Kevin has seen four of these, Bean has seen zero.
Okay.
All right, number
five. Top five rentals.
Yep, number five, Get the Gringo. Kevin, have
That's
you seen it?
That's the Mel Gibson movie. Yeah. I have not. You're right on that. I have not seen it.
Yeah.
Kevin has seen
you
it.
You have seen
All right.
it?
One for Kevin. All right. Number four, The Three Stooges.
No. No.
No.
All right. Two no's on that.
Not interested.
Number three, 21 Jump Street.
Yes. Several times.
Bean? Okay, we got
Probably
two.
Probably three times. All right. If that counts.
Number two, American Reunion.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Stryker knows his morning show, doesn't he?
I listen, you guys. I am the most stalky listener of your radio
You're
show.
Dead on.
And number one, the Guy Pearce movie, Lockout.
Didn't see
In
it.
Space.
I didn't.
You did
but
not.
I really wanted to.
All right, you
so
got
now
three.
Now that it's on rental, I can.
You got three. Good job.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good guess.
All right, celebrating birthdays today. Where's my list? I'm so unorganized. Singer Juliana Hatfield is 45. Actor Julian McMahon is 44. Maya Rudolph, who I like so much, is 40. Abe from Deftones is 39. A-Rod, the baseball player with a broken bone in his hand or something, is 37. And I am Stryker, trying not to screw up the showbiz.
We have to play it again already.
Kevin and Bean. New Kevin and Bean theme.
Contractually
have a lonely island. They're going to play it every day from now on. Contractually bound to play it every day. And they will get sued if they don't.
P.S. Go see the watch. Mr. Movie Phone joins us later this half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show to tell you about The Watch and also Step Up Revolution. First, though, a little bit of housekeeping on krock.com and kevinandbean.com. There are a couple things we want to call your attention to. One is we have had some problems since the site was redesigned a couple of weeks ago with the way that you download your podcasts, and there have been some people complaining that they have some problems with that.
I've heard it's been flawless.
Well, it is flawless now because we have a brand new Kevin and Bean podcast page, which is super easy to navigate. It's just one button download right there if you prefer to get it from the site versus through iTunes. So you can find that, the Kevin and Bean podcast page. Now, Kevin, you were involved, I guess, you were in the room for a dance contest yesterday. That's another new video that we just put up this morning.
Ashley Ricards, the star of Awkward, was in the studio yesterday, and we were talking during a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and she was dancing in her chair. And I said, look at you dancing in your chair. She's like, I'll take on anybody. And I said, Psycho Mike's in the other room. You want to have a dance contest? She said, I'm in. So we finished the interview, and then we went into the next studio, and we played it some music. And Psycho Mike did some dancing, and then she would dance, and then Mike would dance, and then she would dance. And they had an old-fashioned dance-off. And that video is up at kevinandbean.com as well. And that's really the only thing to go for.
Nope.
So we'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean
Hold on a second. Hold
Got the
on
movie
a second.
Beat with Mr. Hold, movie Phone.
Nope. Hang on a second here, Kevin. What's your problem with the Oxy video?
It's gross. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I turned it off after 5 seconds. I wrote an email to Dave saying, let's not put this on the Internet Roundup. It's too gross.
It's so funny. There's so little that bothers you.
Yes, that's what I'm amazed at. You could watch 100 videos in a row of people getting their heads cut off, and it wouldn't bother you. But this guy popping a pimple, all of a sudden you're a little
it's
girl.
So gross. I am a little girl. It's so gross.
There's a video that we put up with the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup yesterday. It's an Oxy commercial for the pimple cream in Australia. And it's called Man-Sized Problems.
Listen to me, people. Most of you will hate it. And when you do, you go, oh, Kevin told me I shouldn't watch it.
When I saw this video, and I don't know anything about pimples. I don't have this kind of thing that oozes out the stuff. I don't know anything about it. I really had next
Sounds
to no
attractive.
Knowledge with these. Yes. But I couldn't believe most of it was real. When I saw how much gunk was coming out of some of these pimples that they're squeezing, it looked like toothpaste coming out of their faces in some point.
That's the one I don't buy.
So I wrote and said, immediately take that down. And then Bean wrote another email overruling me saying, absolutely not. That one stays. He was so excited.
This is a video that you have to see. Like, you can't even believe this is real.
And you don't.
I,
I think it's got to be at least 30 or 40 different pimples being popped. And as the video goes on, more and more fluid comes out of each one to the point where at the end it looks like a horror movie. There's a guy who pops something on his shoulder or something and it just blood splatters.
It's breakfast time, for God's sake, man.
And I just – I wanted to find out more about how it's possible that this much junk can come out of somebody's pimples. So we went to our expert on all things medical, and that is our friend Dr. Mo.
And he was unavailable, unfortunately, so we've got the movie beat coming up
next. Dr. Mo is here from the Providence Little Company of Mary Medical Center in San Pedro. He is the chief of surgery down there. Hi, Doc. How are you?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa May, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Always great to talk to you, Dr. Mo. Look, this may be out of your area. You probably don't have a lot of people coming to you with pimples, right? But you certainly you know something about what's going on with these people's bodies in the video, right?
Number one, they're not just pimple. And number two, I see these almost every week.
Oh, dear God, that's part of your job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah.
What are they if they're not pimples?
Well, they're sort of pimples with delusions of grandeur. Sort of. They are.
Pimples have delusions?
Well, these do. They're technically called epidermal inclusion cysts.
Who's hungry?
And what it is, you got these like skin cells that live beneath your skin. They don't know that they're beneath the skin. They make oil and hair and all this stuff, and they keep growing, but they're trapped. And what happens is they get larger and larger and larger. Many people think they're pimples, and they pop them like they do in that video.
I'm not enjoying this.
But they keep coming back because you haven't eliminated that cyst wall. So they usually come to me after it hasn't worked, and they keep growing and coming back because I have to cut them out.
What causes the initial infection or whatever it is that starts to create the pus?
Well, it's just bad luck, actually. You're born with these things under your skin, and sometimes they'll start growing. Some people tend to get lots of them, and I've seen some. The largest one I've ever taken out is bigger than your fist.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Dear God. I'm hungry.
Come on.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that toothpaste stuff, because what comes out is this, like, really thick yellow.
All right, I'm going to go in the other room.
Hang on, let Dr. Mo finish. Listen to the man. He's our guest.
I'm not cutting him off. I'm going in the other room where I don't have to listen.
How dare you? Don't
He's
you want
really
to learn something?
Off his
Kevin,
headphones.
Come back.
Kevin.
Come on.
Yeah, and it comes out like this thick, cheesy toothpaste that's...
Oh, wow, you made the right decision.
Yeah. But see, on the other hand, when they get to me, what I try to do is cut them out without rupturing the cyst. So you never see that stuff. You want to take the thing out intact, so I literally make an incision and carefully, like, elevate the skin over it and cut it out and sew them up, and people are fine. But, yeah, they
get... What happens if you don't go to a doctor if you have one of these cysts that gets all filled up?
Well, see, that's what happens, what you see on the video, is they get huge and nasty, and they're like this volcano that erupts to the surface.
And they can get infected, right, if you keep doing
that? Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And it always makes my surgery a lot tougher when they come in all nasty and infected.
Oh, those are real.
They're totally
real.
Oh, yeah.
So there's nothing in this video that was a red flag to you that say, oh, this is special effects, or this is people clowning around. Every one of these looks completely medically possible.
Oh, man, I just giggled. I was like, yep, that was last Tuesday.
Dr. Mo, the guy, I can't remember if he's at the end or second to the last or something like that. The one that I'm describing where the blood just splatters, it looks like all up and down the wall and all over the bathroom mirror.
That was at the end.
Yeah, what's that? Is that just blood?
No, it's a mixture of pus, blood, chunky dead skin debris, sometimes hair. Yeah, it's disgusting. And it smells, oh my God, it makes your eyes water.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great campaign for Oxy, though, right? I mean, because people are going to see this video and they're going to go, I don't ever want that to happen to me, so
people
I better start using
this. People are trying to eat.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Welcome back, man.
Here's the funny thing.
Bob for the rest of the day.
Here's the funny thing is that Oxy stuff doesn't work on these cysts.
I would imagine not.
No.
Really?
Because you have to surgically remove it.
Yeah, they're different animals. So they work on zits and stuff, which are technically skin conditions. These cysts are under your skin that erupt through it.
Well, it is amazing. And it also is amazing that anyone would continue to be a doctor if this is what you have to look forward to every day when you get to the office.
All right, I
want to mention one more thing. On the same page that we have up at krock.com at the very top of – or kevinandbean.com, you can not only see the original video of all of this stuff getting popped. Then yesterday we set up a camera to film the people, including you, Lisa May, watching the video for the first time, a reaction video.
Yeah, it was rough.
It is so funny to see you guys, to see you and Kat Corbett and Aisa from the promotions department, our boss, Mr. Weatherby, and his assistant, Christine. Like, one right after another, they sit down, and the horror on their face as they see this video go on, it's amazing. You totally have to check it out.
I'm there.
And All of that is available at krock.com or kevinabean.com. Dr. Mo, Chief of Surgery at the Providence Little Company of Mary Medical Center, San Pedro. Always great to have you on. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, guys. Bye.
Is it clear? We good? Is it clear?
We're done with the topic. Yeah.
Okay.
What you mean.
You can sit down.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks a lot for listening. By the way, we're going to talk all things Olympic, an overview of the Olympics, including the opening ceremony that starts tonight, coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, it is Friday. Filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat is our old friend, Russ Leatherman. He is Mr. Movie Phone himself. Hi, Russ. How are you?
What's up, kids? Happy Friday.
Thank you.
As well.
Everything
great
good?
To talk.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, except we were just talking about a video. Have you been to KRock.com?
We don't need to recap.
Have you seen the video, Russ, of all of the pimples being popped on video?
No, I really haven't. And here's the thing. I'm not going to watch it.
Mr. Movie Phone and I are together on this one.
But Mr. Movie Phone. I do like that you're keeping it classy since 1989.
That's correct.
That's certainly what we're famous for. Hey, listen, you could go to 6secondreviews.com or on Twitter at 6secondreviews, and that's with the number 6. And let's get us started here for today with Mr. Movie Phone's 6-second review of The Watch, and then we'll ask for more.
Mr. Movie Phone's 6-second review starts now.
Basically a 90-minute dick joke. Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and Jonah Hill have made worse movies than The Watch, but not by much. I'm out.
How dare you?
Really?
Mr. Movie Phone.
How dare you?
Well, by the way, for some people, Kevin, that might be just fine. That's all you need, really.
Most of the movies that I like, I've come to this realization, are below 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, where they average all of the... Most of the ones I love are that.
Yeah, then this movie's for you.
All right, good.
Because you got a great cast. You got Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and this guy, how do you pronounce his name? Richard Ayoade?
Don't know.
I think that's
don't
sure.
Don't much care. But this is a story about Ben Stiller putting a group of his friends together to fight space aliens. How could that possibly go wrong?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
In every single way. Have you had the director of the film on yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was here last hour.
Awesome. Yeah, this movie blows, kid.
Oh, come on. I think you're over. You're exaggerating here. It can't be that bad.
You know what? There are some laughs. And I've
been looking forward to this movie, no joke, for a month and a half.
You know what? I'm right down there with the below-the-belt humor, just like the rest.
No, you're not, apparently.
No, I am, really. But seriously, 90 straight minutes of it with a kind of ridiculous movie and plot line put in between, and I'm just not paying $12.50 for it.
I'm going twice.
Well,
to make up for you.
You do that. You go and watch that video on the internet, too, because it's about the same thing.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. You know what? I was looking forward to this movie. I thought it was going to be awesome. Come to find out, not so much. But it's your $12.50. You do what you want. By the way, the thing that was weird about this for me is I thought that Vince Vaughn, awesome, playing that sort of same character he always plays. Ben Stiller doing the same thing. Jonah Hill, for whatever reason, not so funny.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, they say that when you lose the fat, you lose the funny.
That's not true.
I don't know
true?
If that's true. But maybe. It was just weird. It was weird for me.
I think he's terrific. I love him, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen this movie, but I'm going to say you're wrong on this one.
Me too.
All right.
Blaine's never going to see this movie. He says you're wrong.
But I am going to see it. Let's move along to the movie that Dave the King of Mexico has been talking about for 6 solid months, the latest in the Step Up franchise. This one is called Step Up Revolution. What you got?
Yeah, well, you know that our buddy Tatum Channing, this is one of the movies where he got his big break.
That's right. And Step Up 2, I think.
Yep, and there's a new kid, Ryan Guzman. He's all greased up. He's cranking and crinking and doing all that stuff that kids do. And really what they've done with this newest Step Up movie is they've taken to the streets. They're flash mobbing is what they're doing. Let's listen to a clip.
That's a clip
from the movie.
That's the movie.
What's that tell me?
Yeah, this is not a movie. Right?
Ever since the King of Mexico and I formed the Jabberwockies, we've been into this kind of movie.
By the way, I'd like to check you guys out. I really would. Here's a problem. It's not much of a movie. The acting's pretty awful. The story, pretty awful. But the dancing and the moves and all that stuff, not so bad. So if that's what you're into, Dave, then go ahead. And it's in 3D. So I don't know if that's a plus or not, but it's a turd. So do it.
So far, everything you're telling me indicates another great weekend for the Batman movie. That's all I'm hearing. All right,
you know what? The Batman movie's going to do great. Let me, if I have another 30 seconds.
You do.
Sure.
Let me recommend a little independent film, Lisa. The movie you want to check out this weekend, Ruby Sparks.
Oh, I'm very excited about
this.
Never
heard of it.
Paul Dano stars it. It's a romantic fantasy about this young writer who is blocked, but he has a breakthrough because he creates this new character, Ruby Sparks, and she comes to life. Do we have time for a clip?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Barry, this is insane. You manifested a woman with your mind.
You can't tell anybody, not Mom, not Susie.
So
no,
what, we're just going to pretend she's your girlfriend?
She is my girlfriend. Stranger things have happened.
I don't think so. I think this is pretty much the strangest thing that's ever happened, ever.
Please don't ruin this for me. Promise me, no one. Thank you.
So you can make her, like, do anything for men everywhere. Tell me you're not going to let that go to waste.
Dude, that's a pretty sweet deal
right
there,
right? That sounds
pretty good. Yeah, at least that's a movie clip.
And, yeah, right. And Annette Bening, Antonio Banderas, Steve Coogan, Elliot Gould. I mean, it's got a lot of really good actors
and
in it, too.
And from the directors of Little Miss Sunshine.
And didn't Paul Dano's girlfriend write the script for them?
I have no idea.
Yes,
that's
Mr.
Correct,
Movie Phone.
So yes.
All right, so recapping, Mr. Movie Phone is wrong on the watch.
Yeah, of course.
He's wrong on Step Up Revolution.
Yep.
And he's the expert.
That's it.
But go check out Batman or Ruby Sparks.
Okay.
No, you're gonna like those. And Batman, I went and saw it a second time.
Did you?
Yeah, and it's smart to go see it a second time because some stuff I wasn't so sure on. Everybody does die.
Hey, spoiler alert, 6secondsreview.com or on Facebook /MrMoviePhone on Twitter @6secondreviews. Russ, have a great weekend, man.
Love
great
you
talking
later.
To you.
Thank you.
Let's go around the room real quick. What's your level of excitement and interest in following the Olympics for the next 2.5 weeks, Kevin? Let's start with you.
Pretty high. And then I'm
like,
you want me to tell
every
you
every day? Are you an everyday guy? Like yeah. like hours a day?
You want to tell Olympics? Can I tell you a personal story really quickly?
Sure.
When I was a kid, I used to sit in front of the TV and watch the Olympics. And then my brothers would walk through and I'd go, hey, you want to watch the Olympics? And they just keep walking. And my other brother would come through. Hey, you want to watch the Olympics? Keep walking. Mom. Hey, you want to just keep walking. And I'd just sit there by myself and watch the Olympics.
Aww,
so the TV was your only friend when you were growing up.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I'm the only one that was interested in the Olympics in my family.
How about you, Lisa? Just swimming and gymnastics is my guess.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You're a chick. That's the sports that the chicks are into, right? The beautiful thing about the Olympics is you find yourself a sport that you never heard of 5 minutes ago. Now you're so invested in who's going to win. You really do get caught up, especially with the backstories that they give on the athletes. People you've never even heard of before, all of a sudden they're the most important person in the world to see them do well. And there's just too much to keep track of. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of hours from London. We wanted to get an overview of what we should be looking for in the next couple of weeks or so. So producer Dave lined up for us on the phone. The London Olympic Bureau Chief for your Los Angeles Times, John Sherva, joins us on the phone, I believe, from the site of the Olympics, London, England. Hey, John, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. And what do we got? About 4.5 hours before the opening ceremony. So
yeah, and this is one of the things I wanted to ask you because of the miracle of tape delay, because of wanting to get everything in prime time for us here in the United States. The Olympic opening ceremony will be long over by the time we get to see it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually going to start about 9 o'clock London time, and it's 4:35 about now. So, yeah, and actually everybody on the East Coast will see it before you do in Los Angeles, too.
All right, we're last. Yeah. We're number last. Right. I know they've tried to keep that's one of the highest rated things of the whole Olympics every year is that opening ceremony. I mean, more than a billion people are expected to tune in from around the world. And I know they try to make have a lot of surprises, keep a lot of secrets. Is there anything you've heard of that you would be willing to share that we might want to in particular look for tonight?
Yeah, I think they're going to close the ceremony with Sir Paul doing Hey Jude, which ought to be pretty cool, because he was practicing that the other day, and a couple of our reporters were over there and actually just walked into the stadium and were about, 15 feet from him as he was, actually practicing trying to get the crowd engaged so that, the 80,000 people in the stadium will all be singing Hey Jude, and I think that's how they're going to close it.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Paul McCartney needs to practice Hey Jude.
Really? Yeah, that's a great point.
Hasn't he sung it 10 billion times?
I would think so, yes. Before we move on from the opening, we understand that David Beckham is in some way involved. The Queen is in some way involved. We're not sure how.
And she's popping and locking, Bean.
And possibly Muhammad Ali. I couldn't help but notice that the greatest was over there as well. Do you have any idea what the three of them will be doing at all tonight?
I'd be surprised if Muhammad Ali is doing anything but watching.
Good.
You know, the Queen was going to be there anyway, but, you know, she's the royals. The royals don't light flames or carry torches, you know. They don't,
true.
You know, not even Kate did that.
They have slaves do that.
Somebody do it.
I mean assistants.
There you go. And the first person, Beckham, and Beckham will carry the torch. He'll
sure.
be in the stadium. The guess here is that it's going to be either that Roger Bannister might be the guy. They actually, the betting books took him off the board as the guy that would light the torch. And he is a good person. It's Sebastian Coe, who's the organizer of the Olympics, too. So
you're overlooking all of the LA Times coverage, right?
Correct.
Tell us about Americans and how we're going to do in this Olympics and where we're going to be strongest.
Well, we ought to do, of course, very well in swimming because you've got Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte, and their first big match is tomorrow in the 400 IM.
Okay.
And
Ryan Lochte, I mean, he's kind of the future of the sport, right? This is going to be Phelps' last Olympic, but Ryan is, like, right on his heels. They almost split every event they're in, right?
Well, Ryan's got a few years on him, too. I'm not sure he'll be back for Rio.
Okay.
The future of the swimming sport is going to be a woman named Missy Franklin, who, strangely enough, is from Aurora, Colorado, a city that's been sadly in the news lately.
Wow.
And she's the one that I think will be kind of the darling of opposite Michael. But we had the same scenario in, where were we 4 years ago? Beijing.
Beijing,
and,
right.
What's going to happen is, you know, they put unrealistic expectations on her. She will probably, you know, have some problems, but she might be a big star.
Okay.
Gymnastics are, Diane Pusin, our gymnastics expert, seems to be waffling back and forth. First, she said that the men's team was going to win the gold, but then she saw him practice and doesn't think that. But she did see the women practice and now says the women will win the gold. So,
can you trust her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We trust her.
All right.
So,
go ahead.
What about soccer? Give me your – I know, of course, the women's soccer, U.S. soccer team is, you know, has been the best in the world for a number of years. Is that expected to hold, and how will the men's team do?
Well, the men actually didn't qualify.
You're so funny,
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah,
what a shame.
That. He knew that. The men
did.
Yes.
If you're looking for the U.S. men's soccer team at the Olympics, they're not there.
Yes, it is going to be a long look
because they didn't qualify.
But the women will they'll make the championship game probably against Japan. You know, it's sort of a repeat of the World Cup that we saw, I think it was last year. So that's going to be pretty good. So I think the U.S. will do there. I think there's also going to be some you know, track and field will do well. But some things that you aren't used to, like there's a guy named Brady Ellison who is in archery, who's ranked number one in the world, might pick up a medal there.
Let me ask you a question about that real quick. I saw a report this morning that they were already doing some archery qualifying, and a guy broke a world record, his own world record, that was legally blind. Now, why are we putting a bow and arrow in the hands of somebody who's legally blind?
Okay, well, legally blind means 2200, I think. Pretty sure about that.
Okay, so it's not really blind.
No,
okay.
Not really.
Just checking.
But it's a great story.
All right, so we're going to have an archer. All right, go ahead.
I think women's boxing will do well. We have, only because it's such a small field, I think there's only 16 boxers, so getting a medal is in three weight classes, so that'll do well.
Okay.
Might pick, Rasheed Warren is a male boxer who might do well, and this is probably going to be the last year with the last time that boxing is going to use true amateurs, or at least as close to amateurs as you know.
Oh, they're going to open it up to pros now?
The new head of the Boxing Federation has declared that he wants to open it up to pros, which would
interesting.
That would make it, but that won't be till Rio. And
if there are any professional boxers left in 4 years, by the way that sport's going. This is the voice of London Olympic Bureau Chief from the Los Angeles Times, John Sherva, on the phone with a fantastic phone connection, by the way, from London. I wish our local callers sounded as good as you do on the phone right now, John. What about for people who are trying to navigate through thousands of hours of coverage? A lot is going to be available online, and a lot is going to be available live this time around, too, right?
Not so. I mean, basically, NBC's doing what they normally do. They're going to package their prime time with the best stuff that happened during the day. All of it is available streaming in the U.S. on NBCOlympics.com. DirecTV.com. Okay. But you need to sign up first, you know, with your DirecTV password or your Charter cable or UVerse password or whatever. So you just make sure you do that. And I'd probably, and I'm not sure they're even streaming the opening ceremony, but every event will be there. Every ping pong match you want to see, every field hockey game.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of which, I just like to say it seems outrageous that we have to wait for a later play on most of these. But if they kind of cull the highlights of those, you're probably better off than watching something like, you know,
10 hours of ping pong.
Yeah, nobody needs that much ping pong.
I mean, look, we're getting to the point with regular TV, much less events like of this size, where we just don't have the appetite for tape delay anymore. I mean, people. Now in 2012 want to see things live, and they're very comfortable seeing on their computer. I mean, that's the way we want to consume our media. So I'm glad that they're making as much of that available as they are.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we're in the tweeting world. I mean, nothing stays secret for very long. It'll be tweeted out, you know, on our site, latimes.com. You'll have flashing, you'll have gamers as soon as an event is over. So I think the whole idea that you can, you know, I don't know how you could possibly not hear some of the stuff that goes on if it's a really big story.
Exactly.
NBC will have some live stuff on some of their affiliated cable channels earlier, but you know, all the main stuff they're going to hold for prime time.
But they, you know, I noticed because I'm interested in soccer and the women's soccer team. They had a whole day of women's soccer, and then they replayed it all again. You know, 6 hours of it or whatever, and then they did the same with the men's yesterday.
Yeah,
so you can kind of catch it when it airs, and then you can catch it later in the day as well.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. We'll give you the last word.
I was going to say, and with soccer, you can always walk away and not miss anything.
Nice! Ladies and gentlemen, the ugly American has reared his head in London. John Sherva is the London Olympic Bureau Chief. Check out all their coverage at latimes.com. Have a great Olympic Games, John. We appreciate you joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You bet. Take care.
Our old friend Ted Stryker from the afternoon show here on K-Rock, filling in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. You know, we don't get a chance to see you very often, Ted, but thanks a lot for coming in this morning, man.
I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. I'm so excited to be on the show. I listen every single day to you guys, number one, and I rarely see you guys, as you just
almost
said, Bean.
Never.
We tried, like, Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas and maybe Foolishness. That's about the only time we ever see each other in person.
We try to leave as quickly as we can so that we don't have to meet anyone. They have meetings here a lot, and we don't like meetings.
But when I see you at the shows, when you say hello to me, and I feel very good about myself.
No, at the shows it's fine, but here we're doing the marine crawl out the front door every day.
You just try to get the hell out as fast as you possibly can, right?
Right.
All right, so I brought something in to give away today, and if you're caller 30 or 20, no, let's go 30, this is what you're going to get. So I'm hosting this party with the Dirty Heads, a VIP party at the U.S. Open of Surf.
Awesome.
You'll go to that on August 4th, and you get to be in the VIP skybox for the Nike U.S. Open of Surfing on Friday, August 3rd, and you get access to see TV on the Radio, the great band, live on the exclusive viewing platform.
How about
that's
that?
That's good.
That's too much for one person.
So there you go. Caller 30 is going to get that right now. Poor Fred Willard. I mean, the poor guy goes to a movie theater, the Tiki Theater, right there on Santa Monica Boulevard. I know exactly where it is. You can park in the back.
It's a classy, classy joint.
They have really good popcorn. They sell dots and juji fruits there. And it's really, but the poor guy, he's so embarrassed. Who knows what really happened? But he was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and I thought this was funny, and let's hear it.
What do you want to talk about first?
You know, let me say this. It's the last time I'm going to listen to my wife when she says, why don't you go out and see a movie?
Well, the movie you went to see.
Yes.
Was it The Firm?
No.
Was it Free Willy?
No.
Was it Anaconda?
No, sadly, it was Get Shorty. Yeah.
At the end of that movie, someone gets whacked.
Okay.
Fred, I know this must be a tough time.
It is. It's very embarrassing. It's embarrassing as hell, you know. But let me say this. Yeah. Nothing happened. Yeah. I did nothing wrong. Everything's being sorted out as we speak. I have great respect for the authorities. I mean, when we need a policeman, God bless them, they're there.
Yes.
But if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, everything seems suspicious.
That's right.
Now, for Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman went to the theater years ago, but
long
there
time.
Was no DVDs. He couldn't get the internet. And Fred, everyone's going to get him a computer and a living room and porn DVDs for Christmas this
year.
He's
been offered all kinds of free porn subscriptions and all kinds of stuff.
So I want to know what really sad. Happened.
I do, too.
All right, moving on. Almost a cat fight, or there is a cat fight. Charlize Theron. Yes.
I vote for her.
She has blown a gasket because of the whole Kristen Stewart cheating on Robert Pattinson with the director.
She was in that same movie with them. Yeah,
she was in the same movie, and apparently Charlize became friends with Kristen Stewart and, of course, friends with the director and friends with Rupert Sanders' wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she is pissed.
At who?
She is pissed at Kristen Stewart.
Mostly
she
Kristen?
Should be pissed at both of them. Though.
She's mostly pissed at Kristen Stewart. I don't know.
She's not the one with kids.
It is funny because he is married with kids.
Yeah. Right.
So she should be mad at him as well.
More, I think.
Yeah.
So who would win in a fight between Kristen Stewart and
Are you
Charlize?
Kidding?
Charlize would take her down in about half a second, right?
In a half a second.
Do you ever ding the bell for Kristen Stewart?
Nope.
No.
But
no,
Charlize, if I say Charlize Theron.
All day long.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
I follow you on Twitter. I follow you on K-Rock. Your favorite comedian is not Dane Cook.
That you are accurate with that assessment, yes.
He has blocked you on Twitter.
That's correct.
That is correct, yes.
All right, so
only two people, by the way, in the world have blocked me on Twitter. One is Dane Cook, and the other is our own Ralph Garman.
Yes, and it brings him great joy.
Who is the girl with the large breasts as your avatar right now?
That's Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Kate Upton.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. I like her dancing.
How about some bells there, Bean?
Isn't she the best, Ted? You've got to be down with her. We're obsessed with her on this program.
100%. I would watch that over and over and never leave my house if I didn't have to come to work. All right, so here's the Dane Cook story. This is why you hate him, Bean. Dane Cook is using the Colorado shooting tragedy as material for his stand-up act now. Last night, he was at the Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard here in L.A., and this is what he said, basically. So I heard that the guy came into the theater about 25 minutes into the movie, and I don't know if you've seen the movie, but the movie is pretty much a piece of crap. Yeah, spoiler alert, Cook continued. I know that if none of that would have happened, pretty sure that someone in the theater about 25 minutes in, realizing it was a piece of crap, was probably like, effing shoot me.
Dude.
Wow, really?
Right? Yeah.
It's not even funny.
No, it's not even funny.
It's too
soon.
That's
Dane Cook's specialty, though, Lisa.
Yeah.
But that's a specialty of nothing right there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not funny, it's not in good taste, and it's just stupid.
That's why Dane
Is it? I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean, oh, man, nobody thinks that's funny?
No, not at all. All right, celebrating birthdays today. Juliana Hatfield is 45. Julian McMahon, who throws great parties, is 44. Maya Rudolph is 40. Abe Cunningham.
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Has Stryker been invited to Julian McMahon parties? What's going on here?
It sounds like you have
personal info.
He's pretty
There was a time before 2006 when sometimes I would go out a little.
Bean, I can tell you that Stryker has been to every party that has
that
ever...
That's not true.
...that has ever happened in
See,
the world.
This is the thing. Kevin and I are on the outside of this, but all of you pretty people in Hollywood know each other and hang out together. We don't get invited to any of that stuff.
I am not pretty. I am old. I have lost hair, and I stay home every single night.
You are a liar, sir.
I swear.
But you have a tail, so there's a novelty factor, so everybody wants you at their party.
You should see how red he turns.
I have a tail!
I was on an elevator at the Santa Monica Place about a year ago.
Yeah.
And that was going off as somebody's ringtone on their telephone.
No.
Stryker has a tail.
Yeah.
Tail.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
What a great ringtone.
All right. Also having a birthday, Abe Cunningham from Deftones. I'm turning so red. He's 39. Pete Yorn, who is very pretty and a songwriter, is 38. A-Rod is 37. I am Stryker, and I have completely screwed up the showbiz beat.
You've done a great job. Thank you, Stryker. Next hour, correct?
Yeah, I'll be back again.
Awesome. Yeah.
Stryker will be back one more time in an hour. In the meantime, we're going to open up the phones. We've given away the U.S. Open of Surfing tickets. We want you to call us at 1-800-520-1067. If you are free on Wednesday night and you'd like to be on the red carpet for the world premiere of Total Recall, this is the Grammys Chinese Theater in Hollywood. We're talking about Bryan Cranston, Jessica Biel, Colin Hanks, Bill Nye, Kate Beckinsale. They'll all be there, and you can too. We're going to play a little memory game called Total Recall. You call us at 1-800-520-1067. That's next on the Kevin and Bean Show. We were talking about the Olympic Games starting tonight in London a few minutes ago with a reporter from Los Angeles Times. We're going to talk to Matt Money Smith in about 15, just about USA basketball. Is this dream team the greatest ever, Kobe, or is it not?
I can answer that, and I'm a Kobe fan. No.
I know you are. First, though, very excited about Total Recall. Welcome to Recall.com is the site. This is a remake of the classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and it looks amazing. Jessica Biel, Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale, Bryan Cranston, they're all going to be in it. You can see it Wednesday night on the red carpet, the world premiere with all the stars at the Grauman's Chinese in theaters in Hollywood, and it opens up on Friday, August 3rd. We're going to give away tickets right now with a game we just call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play.
If you want tickets to the world premiere of Total Recall, oh yeah! Total Recall, with the chick with three boobs, that's an extra boob. All you have to do is recall.
The reason we keep playing this game is because we love the theme song
so
much, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell folks on hold and listening at home, Kevin, how this one goes.
All right, this is not necessarily built around the game. So Bean is going to give you a category. It could be any category. Name three Beatles, whatever. You have to name them in 10 seconds. Whatever Bean says, whatever category, you have to accomplish it in 10 seconds. If you win it, there's no drawing. You automatically win the tickets for the world premiere. All right, let's start with Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys.
All right, Chris, good luck for Total Recall tickets. 10 seconds on the clock. I'm asking you to name five comic book superheroes. Five comic book superheroes. Good luck.
Okay, Batman, Aquaman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern.
Look how easy that is. Come on.
Good job.
Wow, with time to spare, you're going to the red carpet world premiere. Say hi to Kate Beckinsale for us, all right?
I will.
Nice work. Stay away from Kate Beckinsale. She doesn't want you. She wants me. Ernesto, hi.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Total Recall.
All right, Ernesto, listen up. 10 seconds on the clock. I want you to name for us five vegetables. Five vegetables. Good luck.
Celery, tomato, broccoli, lettuce, and carrots.
Look at that.
Nice. Although we are going to have some complaints from people who swear that tomato is a fruit, but I don't know which it is, so we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, we don't care. We're going to give it to you anyway. Good work.
Thank you.
Don't correct us. We don't care. Let's go to Ramiro. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ramiro. Good luck playing for Total Recall tickets. We're 2 for 2 so far. Here's your category. 10 seconds. I want you to name five gas stations. Five gas stations. Good luck.
Mobile, Argo, Chevron, Texaco, 76.
What? Are you kidding me?
I couldn't have done that.
That was
think.
In 3 seconds. I don't think I could have either.
That's amazing. Do you work in the gas field? What happened?
No, I'm a social worker, but I have a gas guzzling car.
Ah,
all right, so he knows where they are.
It pays to get 4 miles to the gallon.
gallons per mile.
Thank you, Ramiro.
All right, Ramiro. Wow, 3 for 3. This is going great.
Sam, no pressure, but nobody has failed yet.
Yeah, Popo's out.
Popo's out to you as well, Sam. All right, as you know how it goes, 10 seconds on the clock. I want you to name for us five television channels, five TV channels. Go.
KTLA, Fox, ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Okay.
Need one more? Just...
No, you're good.
No, that was easy show off.
That was amazing. Wow, I didn't know where you went with that.
He went with networks, though, instead of channels.
Same thing. I mean, okay, he could have said right. Comedy Central, AMC, okay, Animal Planet, right, whatever you wanted to say. They're all channels. All right. So well done. You're a winner,
too. I was
going
to say 2, 4, 5.
Yeah,
numbers. 7, 11.
So we have four winners. We only have room for one more, right?
Alex, we've had four people. No one has failed.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
What are the chances you're going to make it?
All right. Good luck. 10 seconds. I want you to name for me five holidays. Five holidays. Good luck.
Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yes!
Look at that.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Total Recall. It opens up everywhere 1 week from today. You get to see it next Wednesday with the stars at the Grauman's Chinese in Hollywood. Thanks for playing the game, Total Recall.
Total Recall. Enjoy the third boom.
Our friend Ted Stryker is going to be joining us with the final showbiz beat of the week coming up here, filling in for Ralph Garman in a minute. And by the way, just a quick reminder, go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com today. We put up a bunch of new videos for you, including the dance-off with the star of MTV's Awkward, Ashley Ricard versus Psycho Mike. That's a very funny video that's up there. And Kevin will want you to see the video of the guys popping their zits.
Yeah,
too.
Don't look at that. And I warned you, and you people that are tweeting me and saying that I ruined your morning, I said don't watch it, and I left the studio. I can't do more for you.
The Petros and Money Show airs every weekday afternoon from 4 to 7 on AM 570. Matt Money Smith joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Money, how are you, man?
I am I'm well, man. How are you?
Very good.
I'm shocked that you and P did not figure out a way to broadcast from London for the next 2 weeks for the Olympics, dude. Come on, it's sports.
You know, who did they decide to send instead? Pat O'Brien, who's done, seven Olympics before, and Amy Van Dyke, and a former gold medalist. I mean, what are those credentials?
So you're basically going to be sitting at home watching it on TV like the rest of us. We wanted to have you on because you're Mr. Basketball, and I'm so intrigued when I look at this list of stars. Dwight Howard, Andrew Bynum, Chris Bosh, Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, some of the biggest names in the NBA. None of them are playing on the team.
Great, right? Our team is so good. Listen,
none of them are playing.
What?
All of those guys are hurt, right? That's the people we left off the team. That's unbelievable.
All right. Yeah, and, you know, Andrew Bynum was the guy that a lot of people figured was going to be good to go, but he decided to do some wacky procedure with his knee in Germany, and that's where the U.S. squad is thin. You know, their backup center is a rookie. It's Kid Anthony Davis coming out of Kentucky, who's only 19 years old.
Pretty good rookie, though.
Yeah, turns out he's probably the best big man to come into the NBA since
Dwight
Howard.
Right, exactly. So we talked last hour about the Olympics, kind of an overview, but we left out basketball for a reason, and that's because you're the expert. A lot of people call you Mr. Basketball. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, me either, but I'll take it.
Okay. Mr. Basketball, tell us how the U.S. is going to do. Even in their weakened state, are they going to get beat? Are they going to run the table? Are they going to not?
There's one team. There's only one team to be concerned about, and that's Spain. And even though they beat them pretty handily in the exhibition, you know what, I shouldn't say that, because that first half was close. Spain took a little bit of a lead there early, and then the U.S. pulled away in the second half, only to see Spain kind of have a bit of a surge there to close the game and make it a little bit interesting in the final 5 minutes or so. And you know what? That's what the gold medal game was in 2008. Yeah. You know, for anybody that was up at 3 in the morning watching it, I happen to be, it was one of the most exciting basketball games I have ever watched in my life.
Go ahead.
So, and that's the thing about Spain, is their strength is the U.S. weakness. You know, they've got three big guys on the front line. And Marc Gasol didn't play. Kyle's brother, who's the center for the Memphis Grizzlies, did not play in the exhibition game. And he's kind of the brute force guy. You know, Kyle is finesse. He's offensively skilled, can use both hands. Gasol's just, his little brother is just a Paul Bunyan-like, I will push your ass out of his paint and there's nothing you can do about it kind of guy. And then you've got the uber athlete, Serge Ibaka, who is an Oklahoma City Thunder that just flies around swatting shots all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's their front line.
I was going to say, it's kind of fun to watch Kobe Bryant play against Pau Gasol. You can tell they really like each other, but they're playing hard, and it's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? That goes for a lot of these teams. When you see teammates taking on one another, you know, there is the, hey, you're my guy, but I'm going to punish you.
Right.
You know, my intention is to make your life miserable for the next 40 minutes. and you know, this will be interesting because this is the first time where Kobe is not the leader of this team. That's clear. You know, that has been clear in the exhibitions. And I don't even know if LeBron is. I mean, it almost seems like...
Who's the leader? Chris Paul?
It almost seems like Kevin Durant.
Oh, Durant.
Kind of really embraced that role. He's only 23 years old. But you get the sense that he's the, hey, give this to me, I got it. You know, that was kind of his role in the run they made against Brazil when they fell behind, when Spain was making their push. He seemed to be the guy that really wanted the ball and kind of put the U.S., you know, righted the ship and made sure that they were going to be okay.
This is the voice of our friend Matt Money Smith from the Petrus and Money nationally syndicated sports radio show. You follow the NBA as closely as anyone I know, Money. How do LeBron and Kobe get along? Would you say they're friends? What?
That's a good question. I don't know how, and people as you hear hate our Money. I don't know if anybody gets along with Kobe. He's so damn competitive. Very similar to Jordan, where, you know, people say, oh, yeah, Michael's my friend, but then it's like, okay, but I'd never really see you hanging out with him, you know? I mean, there was really only one guy, and that was Charles Barkley, that really you could say hung out with Michael. You know,
so,
he didn't really roll with Scotty, and that's how Kobe is.
So like, he's competitive, you know, to a point of not having a tremendous amount of friends, even
exactly,
in the NBA.
Exactly. Wow. You know, it was always interesting to me when I was with the team. His crew was typically the guys that were on the team for just the first time. It was like their first year, and then by the end of
the
first year, they're like,
"This is what's weird,
I'm
though."
That guy anymore? He's a jerk.
This is the dynamic that I don't understand, because I want Kobe and LeBron to get together, and I want it to be like Jay-Z and Kanye getting together, which is, we are the superstars of our area, we are the best in the world, but together it's going to be so much fun, and we're going to do things nobody's ever done before. And that's the feeling you get between those guys. You know, Jay-Z and Kanye love each other, and even though they're completely competitive in the rap world, why isn't it like that with basketball? Like, why can't these guys be having the time of their life being able to play, you know, among the best players in the world?
Yeah, it's funny you use that analogy. I was just saying to somebody the other day, you know, I wish Kobe and LeBron could be like Carly Rae Jepsen and Katy Perry. Just, you know, when those two get together,
they really have fun, don't they? Yeah.
All right, we're almost out of time here, but buddy, the game is at 6:30 Sunday morning. The first game, U.S. men's basketball versus France, right? And that's going to be live. We'll see that on the NBC Sports Channel.
Yep, you will see that. It goes France. Look, this preliminary, the qualifiers. You've got France, Tunisia, Lithuania, Nigeria, Argentina should be interesting. The medal round is when it'll start to get, you know, compelling. These will be, hey, isn't that fun to watch Kevin Durant, LeBron James? They were just in the finals going against each other, play at the same time. There's Kobe, you know, that's what these games are going to be. I mean, they're going to be 40-point blowouts. Argentina could be a bit of a competition because they're pretty good and they play a very physical brand of basketball with Manu Ginobili and Andres Nocioni and those guys. But when the medal round rolls around, it really boils down to these two teams, the United States and Spain. And if Spain can get the U.S. in foul trouble, if they can exert their will inside the paint, then it could end up being a pretty exciting gold medal game.
Well, we're very excited. Between this and women's weightlifting, man, that's all we need for the Olympics. We're set,
buddy. It's funny you mention that, Bean, because women's weightlifting has a star. It's Nick Mangold's sister, the center for the New York
Believe
Jets.
Me, we know. We love her.
We know.
We love her.
She's awesome.
She's the best. She looks a lot like he does, though.
She looks, I would say he looks a lot like she does.
Petrus and Money airs weekday afternoons on AM 570 locally. Catch them on PetrusandMoney.com as well. Thanks, Matt. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks,
bye. Finally Friday, Ralph Garman does return on Monday, we promise, with the Showbiz Beat. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Stryker, come on.
Yay.
And by the way, not only is Ted doing an outstanding job here today, but I watched you on the TV yesterday as well.
Oh, no, Bean.
On a new television network that I have never heard of before called Access. What's this deal all about?
It's Access Live. It is the cable network that Mark Cuban owns.
Oh, no kidding. Oh.
Right, so I was part of, that's the third episode, but they're doing 5-hour straight live TV. So I was the anchor in the studio. It's at LA Live. They have a studio there overlooking Staples Center and that whole area. And then basically we just cut to people all around the country of activities going on that particular day. Dirty Heads in Baltimore, Beer Festival in Portland, Mata Xiao here, and just go in circles. And it's not like the super polished 22-minute entertainment show. Basically anything can happen, and it's 5 hours live, and people hopefully tune in and see what's going on in the U.S.
You know what it reminded me of so much is the early days of the E! Channel. Before they had any shows, that's all they did was live entertainment coverage.
It was fun.
It was just hour after hour after hour of whatever is going on in showbiz. But you did cover a lot of interesting stuff. So how often are you going to be on so people can see you?
Well, I'm supposed to do it next week, which will, again, be at the same time I'm supposed to be on K-Rock. So I need to tell our boss that I may have to miss work, and I don't think that's going to go over well. So that could be my first and last time doing that.
Good job, boys.
All right. Well, check your cable or satellite system for Access TV. It used to be. It's probably in the same spot where it used to be HDNet. That's
exactly.
What it used to be
it's called, on 306 on DirecTV. And I just want to give a shout out to Mark Cuban for having me on the channel. Man, I appreciate that.
Plus, you want to play for his basketball team.
They do need a guard.
They do.
And by the way, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May, and I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I have had so much fun, and I can't believe I get to be in the studio with you guys. You do the best show on radio. You
First
make it look
of all,
so
excited.
Easy.
You're too excited.
No, I'm
take
I
it
am
down
excited.
Just a break.
Okay, sorry.
Just a bit. Just take it down.
All right, I'll take
for
it down
us,
a
this
bit.
This is like Friday night.
I know, for me, it's like Friday night after I just had some sort of beverage in my body. All right, so here's a particular person I really don't have a problem with, but I'm starting to a little bit, and I'm going to start with a tweet and then go on from there. He recently tweeted, "I really love all of you. You seriously are great people. Much love. No lie. The bond is real." I don't like. Do you guys?
This is someone to their fans.
How does anyone love everyone
obnoxious.
Like that? Because a lot of their fans are probably a-holes.
Right. And then writing the bond is hashtag
real.
This person also now is an a-hole neighbor. Is there anything worse? I'm talking about Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Oh, dear.
Kristen Bell and her fiance, Dax Shepard, who live in front of the house where Bieber is renting, just told The View that he's a terrible neighbor. It feels like they're in Lebanon now.
Oh, my God.
Feels like they're in Lebanon.
That's so rough. Kristen was a little more forgiving, and she said, in his defense, I will say we don't know the exact house where the music is coming from. We just know since he moved in, the music has been blaring. And one more thing against Bieber. He was driving like an a-hole in a Fisker.
Yeah.
One more thing. Him and his posse were just throwing cuss words and being completely rowdy on a long flight that he was on. So much so that a woman got up, walked home, and said, "Will you shut the F up?"
Oh, around kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is inexcusable.
For me, there's nothing better.
Come on, that's such close quarters.
Right. There's nothing better for me. I like famous people that are charming and cool, and he's becoming kind of the opposite, I think.
Becoming? Can you imagine how sad you would be if Justin Bieber moved into your neighborhood? I mean, forget his a-hole behavior. Just the paparazzi alone would make your life a living hell.
Would you rather have your neighbor be Kim Kardashian or Bieber?
I think they're Kim. Equally bad.
No, because at least
Kim,
she
might
at least
you can look at her.
At least she might suntan, you know. At least you can watch that.
I own really good, what are they called?
Binoculars.
So those would come into great use if I lived next door to Kim Kardashian. All right, I'm a big fan of director, writer Robert Rodriguez. He's doing the new Machete, and he just tweeted this, and this is pretty interesting. Just got finished working with Lady Gaga on Machete Kills. He's working with Lady Gaga. He put her in the movie. She kicked so much ass. Holy smokes, blown away. So we're going to see Gaga acting in a Robert Rodriguez movie.
I think that's good because there aren't any actresses looking for work, so I think that's good to give it to pop stars.
If she can pull it off, and he's the kind of director, it seems like, who can get that out of people.
Definitely. Definitely. All right, so I talked about this earlier. Jeremy Renner, who was a really good actor, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he told Kimmel that he was recently on a long flight. He needed to sleep because when he was landing in London, he was going straight to the set, and I totally understand that. Not going to the set, but sleeping. So his friend gave him a pill to take. He's like, take this on the plane. You're going to sleep like a baby. But it was not Ambien. He took a Viagra.
Now, wait.
Funniest story ever.
Was that friend playing a prank on him?
I don't
know. Do we
know?
Like, because that would be pretty funny. Oh, yeah, here's an Ambien. Go ahead.
Did they look similar, Kevin?
I don't know.
Ambien, they're both round, I think. And Viagras are blue. Cialis are yellow. They cost $10 a pill from a doctor. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, I don't know, but that's a pretty funny joke if he's doing it for a joke.
Is there a way to crush it up and put it in your friend's drink? Because I would definitely do that to somebody.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that would be illegal. And yes.
So what did Renner do on this flight? Does he start feeling all rapey about 45 minutes later, or what happens?
That's not a
Hold
thing.
On, let me look. Actually, yes, he said he felt rapey and he could not get out of his seat for 3 hours.
That makes sense.
So there you go. All right, let's talk about birthdays if I can find all my papers in here. Celebrating a birthday today, Juliana Hatfield, 45. Maya Rudolph, I really like her a lot. She is 40. She grew up here in L.A., I believe in Westwood, went to Crossroads. She was in Bridesmaids, SNL, and she's had some kids with Paul Thomas Anderson.
Sure.
Which I like
it's
a
all
lot.
Good.
Pete,
you want her life.
I would. Actually,
You'd
I
like
would.
Like to be her, yes.
Yes. Pete Yorn is 38. A-Rod, the baseball player and former juicer, is 37. And I'm sad for me, but I hope I haven't ruined your show because that's it. I'm Stryker, and I have done the showbiz beat. Thank you.
Fantastic, Stryker.
Thank
you, Stryker.
Thank
now,
you.
Will you be doing double duty? You'll be back on the regular shift this afternoon at 4 on K-Rod, right?
I'll be back on 4 playing Under the Bridge.
There you go.
Yes.
Congratulations to Crystal Shavira from Bloomington. Anybody know where Bloomington is?
Indiana.
No, I think it's like Riverside area.
By Ontario, I'm being told. Grand prize winner for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Austin City Limits.
Wow.
Excellent. So congratulations to her. Hope she has a great time at that. We will see you on Monday morning. Full Olympic coverage. Harvey Levin, Ralph's back, plus LaQuisha on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Why not me? This is America.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Your friend is completely retarded, you know that?
Roll another one.
I am the one who knocks.
Just like the other one.
Shut up.
This one seems to be about to quit.
A lot of Americans hate you.
And I need another.
I mean, it looks insane. I've been to a lot of high school parties when I was in high school and college. And the worst thing that ever happened at my house was there's a cigarette burn in my mom's couch and she got mad at me. That was it.
That is a great story.
Roll another one.
That's real talk right there, man.
Just like the other one.
This is not my country.
kind of comedy.
It's a middle finger to the fans is what it is.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
You guys should be hearing what I'm saying.
Just pass it around.
Stop sucking ass.
Will Glenda be there?
I'll just pass it on down.
Well, that seems to be about all we have time for tonight, unless anyone has anything else to say. Has anyone anything else to say?
I believe we are free to go. Are we not?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically, it's good enough for me. Gentlemen, we are free men. Let's go.
I felt that ending was a bit predictable. Yes, indeed, there was a certain lack of originality.
Guess I'll be on my way then. Bye!
Arrivederci, baby.
Now, if you have any questions, I could give a crap. I'm going home. You all get paid way too much for doing nothing anyway.
Good day.